The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Del Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Welcome to the Clay County High School Gymnasium this evening, where both of the Bulldog teams are in dangerous situations. The teams from Hartsville have traveled up onto the Highland Rim for this District 6A doubleheader. Jared Hawkins and his 12-10 Lady Yellow Jackets are poised to sting Matt Walker and his AP 9th-ranked 18-5 Lady Bulldogs, while Ryan Sleeper and his 10-12 Yellow Jackets are 8-3 since bitterly losing before Christmas to Rob Edwards and his AP 3rd-ranked 20-2 squad. The Trailsdale County teams both swarm into Salina tonight with thoughts of vengeance and victory. Settle in and join us as we prepare for the season's second battle between the Yellow Jackets and the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is the CarQuest pregame show and our sixth broadcast of the basketball season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action as always tonight. Later on, we'll have the pleasure of being joined by former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, but for now, I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's founder, Thomas Weaver.
Back in the friendly confines of Bulldog Gymnasium tonight, Daniel, and we're going to be here all week. As Pete County comes in Friday night, there's no place like home.
There's not. And, it allows me to make these dramatic entrances. I sit down at the table after you'd already hit the button to go on air tonight.
Well, nothing new, Daniel. You know, got to make it exciting for me. But as always, it's a pleasure to be here with you tonight and to continue our District 6A showcase coverage. And we sure have had some good ones so far. And tonight will be no exception. With Trousdale County coming here, you talked about them being dangerous. They've got another pair of solid teams, and they were no cakewalk for Clay County, either team, the last time around.
Particularly that boys game. I know you were there in person. I listened to it on the Fun Radio Network, who's here alongside us broadcasting from Hartsville. Those were some heated contests.
They were, and you know, not just the boys, the Lady Jackets. They've got a Mount Juliet transfer that put up 30 on us down there. But the Lady Dogs did pull away with a convincing win. While the Trousdale County boys, they took the dogs to the wire and, down in Hartsville, just like you said. There's going to be two more dandies, as you always like to describe them, Daniel.
They are. There's no exception. Every district contest here in these last 5-6 ball games, they're going to be postseason-style games.
No doubt, night in, night out. That's the way they are, and I expect they're going to give Clay County their best shot, like we've seen over and over. We've got two of the top teams in the state, and everybody's gunning for us.
Hey, we've got the target, both squads, like you say. Matt Walker and Rob Edwards, though, doing a good job of keeping that humility and not playing up to that hype.
I agree. I tell you, another group, we always like to mention them. They've given us their best shot, too, Daniel. And that's our generous group of sponsors. They stepped up again this year. And like we always say, none of this would be possible without them. And we can't thank them enough for spearheading this coverage of Clay County sports. And, of course, we like to explain how the Horizon Sports Network got its start. Just an extension of our long-running Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. And we hope folks listening will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. This week's paper, it's out in stands now. Dad got it out there this afternoon, and it'll be in the mail tomorrow. And it chronicles last week's pair of contests. Of course, we covered the Jackson County game in our last broadcast, so we hit the Gordonsville games now in what we like to call the Del Hollow Horizon recap, a summary of what's going to be in print this week. Daniel, the main girl's headline was Lady Dogs Survive Scare in Gordonsville, but there was a pretty important subhead there. Kenji Arms smashes 1,700-point barrier. She became the third Lady Dog to get there, Daniel, and her teammate, Taylor Strong's not far behind.
She's not. Very amazing what these two young ladies are doing. They're climbing right through the ranks. I know you mentioned several of those former Lady Dogs in your story. Very impressive. All of it's secondary, as we always say, to the overall team aspect, but just amazing what these two young players are doing.
It is, and to do it side by side. You know, we talk about some Hall of Fame players that got in while playing with other Hall of Famers.
Right.
That's what we're seeing here tonight. And You know, they're sharing the ball, Daniel, and they've got this Lady Dog team on the cusp of history, too, you know, making a deep run in the postseason, we hope. So, just exciting times, like you say.
It is, and there, I think, but I've heard it to say it, but I'll go ahead and throw it out there, and I think you mentioned it in the paper. They are chasing Holly Wright, who sits with 1861. Kinsey currently with 1704. Taylor currently with 1666. And if they do what they need to, now then, now now, they've got a lot of ball they have to play this season.
They do. You know, while Arms was making history the other night, Clay County dodged a bullet on the road and propelled by the Tigerettes' hot shooting, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
It does. Fortunately, though, behind 19 first-half points from senior Kinsey Arms, Clay County led 18-6 at the end of the first quarter, and they carried a 38-24 advantage into the break before Gordonsville opened the third quarter on fire. The Tigerettes buried four of their nine, as you mentioned, made three-pointers on the night in the period and doubled up the Lady Dogs 20-10 there in the third quarter to pull within 4 points of Clay County heading into the fourth. It was there, though, that senior Taylor Strong put up nearly half of her point tally, and the Lady Dogs made 10 of 12, that's important, from the charity stripe to hold off the hard-charging Tigerettes, who played a great game. Final in that one, though, Clay County 64, Gordonsville 56.
It was a scare, just like we called it in the headline, Daniel, but I tell you what, Clay County won the game. You know, Coach Sims talked about it on the broadcast. You got to find a way sometimes, and the Lady Dogs did that. And they did it behind Kinsey Arms' historic night. She had 29 for the contest. Taylor Strong had 14. Katie Arms matched her with 14. Rachel Copas, 4. And Maddie Harlan, 3. The Dogs' headline in the newspaper this week says, Bulldogs cruise to that 20-win mark. The story told how Clay County won both of their games last week by 20 points or more, including a surprisingly easy victory at Gordonsville, Daniel, after a close one here at home, as your summary is going to show.
It does, and what happened there is Clay County got off to a fast start and dominated the Tigers early. Landon Woodcock drained a trio of threes in opening minutes to set the tone for Clay County in the first half, and that helped them to a 35-18 lead at the break. Then in the third period, Gavin Silk went to work inside, while both Jake Ashcock and Heath Kimes were consistent throughout. Clay County led by 17 points heading into the fourth quarter and expanded their final margin to 20 in the last 8 minutes as reserves saw action down the stretch. Finally, in that one, Clay County 71, Gordonsville Tigers 51.
Impressive win for Clay County over a really good Gordonsville team.
Yeah.
And Gavin Silk led the way with a game-high 20 points. Landon Woodcock had 13. Heath Kimes 12 and Jake Ashlock 12. Not many times you see four players in double figures on one team, Daniel. And Mason Sharp had 6, B.J. Emerson 2, Sage Tiernan 2, Jeffries 5, and Grant Strong both had a bucket in reserve action. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I went through, in the Dell Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County hosting Trousdale County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're getting ready for the Clay County Bulldogs and the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets Snap Boys and Girls Contest. Right now, though, we're going to go ahead and do a bit of Bulldog history brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. To begin with, we'll take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets have never advanced to the state tournament. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, the most recent in 2012 when they did win the state title. Their tournament record is 13-9. Now we'll look at the series between tonight's teams. It wasn't until, I guess, the last season that they were district foes. They've been region opponents, so they've not played a ton in the last decade. This is the 16th meeting with the Trousdale County for the ladies since 2008. Clay County is 13-2 against them during that time. We currently hold a 5-game winning streak in the series. The Black and Gold defeated the Lady Yellow Jackets 82-60 in Hartsville earlier this season. Several Lady Dogs have had success against the Lady Yellow Jackets. We'll go ahead and look at those. We'll start in the area of blocks, as we always do. Four Lady Bulldogs tied here. We have Jen Arms, McKenna Biles, Caitlin McClain, and Ashley Owens, who all recorded 3 blocks against Trousdale during their careers.
Next we'll go with steals, and it's Jada Kerr. In 2016, had 9 steals, Daniel.
That's a lot.
That's a bunch.
Rebounds, 2 tied, possibly the same game, not necessarily though, last season. Brittany Boone and Kenzie Arms, probably different contest. Both had 12 rebounds against Hartsville.
Assists, Taylor Strong, 8 assists last season against Trousdale County.
We jumped out of 3-pointers made. Taylor Strong, this season, when they met back in December down in Hartsville, she knocked down 5 from distance.
Same game, Daniel, had a game-high 32 points in that contest. She leads the points category also.
Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Trousdale County Yellow Jackets have qualified for the state tournament twice. If we were doing football history, we would have given a huge number at that point. Their most recent trip was in 2003 in basketball. Their state tournament record is 0-2. The Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, most recently last year. We've had 7 Elite Eight eliminations, 1 Final Four elimination, and 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Trousdale County, this is the 14th meeting since the 2008 season began, and the Clay County boys have a 12-1 record against the Yellow Jackets during those contests. The Black and Gold ride a 1-game win streak into this evening's contest. We lost a year ago in this game down in Hartsville. The Black and Gold ride, like I said, a 1-game series win streak in. We did beat Trousdale County this season in December, 62-59. Several players, again, on the boys' side have experienced success. We'll go ahead and look at those. Nobody has 3 or more blocks in a contest against them, so we'll start with steals here. Tyreek Key had 6 his junior year in 2016.
And in that game we talked about, which was a heated game, Jake Ashlock nominated with 13 rebounds this year.
Hopefully he can do it again tonight. CS, my brother-in-law, we've seen him in the 3-point column here. He was feeding others. His junior year in 2010, Trent Bowles had 7 assists.
Free throws made, no surprise, Tyreek Key drained 10 in 2017.
3-pointers, one of Tyreek's teammates, Peyton Smith, Petey, hit 6 against him his senior year.
And then points, 38, not his biggest number, but it was a big one. Tyreek Key, 2017, same night he made those free throws, had to be Daniel.
We'll go ahead now and move into our Clay County Sports Hall of Fame portion of About a Bulldog History. We have 2 different tonight. The female's actually from the second class. We've tried to feature male and female. A lot of males in that first class, and we're still there with on the male side with Larry Clements. Last week on Friday night's broadcast, we talked about his dad, Connie Matt Clements. Tonight we'll shine light on Larry. A Hermitage Springs 2 sports star who signed a basketball scholarship with Cumberland University, Larry Clements finished his high school basketball career as the leading scorer in Hermitage Springs history at that time. It has since been surpassed. He made all-conference 3 years, along with all-mid-state and all-state as a senior. Clements was the second leading scorer in the entire state of Tennessee as a senior, averaging 26.7 points a game. During his career, he helped lead Hermitage Springs to their first regional berth in over 25 years. their first 20-win season in history and to their only sub-state berth in history. He, along with other several other legends from that end on those squads, Thomas, and just a very impressive run of years that they had in the late 70s, early 80s.
It sounds impressive. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, that's huge. How can you not consider him maybe the greatest ever to get a team to that point? Something that had never been done.
26.7 points per game. The senior campaign has to be, I'm going to say, top 10 countywide averages, maybe top five in history.
Could be. Our female counterpart to Mr. Clements is tonight is our Hall of Famer, Tia Burchett Adams, who played in the 1990s, one of the all-time greats, Daniel, and she was an outstanding two-sport star athlete. She was a three-year starter on the Lady Bulldog basketball team and a four-year starter on the softball team. Her sophomore, junior, and senior year, she was all-district, all-region, and all-state tournament in basketball. She is the only female player to be on three all-state tournament teams in school history. You know, there's a lot of history from these Lady Dogs, and to be the only out of that amazing group is pretty impressive,
extremely,
to say the least.
Extremely so, extremely.
She finished her career with 1,171 points, 168 three-pointers, 400 assists, 553 rebounds, and 224 steals before signing to play at Columbia State. Tia Burchett, as we knew her in school, of course, married Mike Adams, just one of the greats. I know there's a long list of them, but she was a year ahead of me, Daniel, and you know, she could put it on some of us boys in practice.
I've no doubt. I remember watching her play three of those players that were seniors on that squad, all in the Hall of Fame now. Melissa Denton Smith, Melissa Webb, and Tia Burchett Adams. What a trio, and Tia kind of leading the forefront there among them.
Sure
this
was.
Has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals that you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Dave Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Holly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors,
where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Trousdale County tonight, where the 20-2 Dogs will take on the 10-12 Yellow Jackets, hoping to keep their unblemished District 6A record intact. I'm here with Head Coach Rob Everts for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Always good to sit down with you, Coach.
Well, always good to talk, Thomas. Hadn't been that long since we talked last time.
No, we're getting a pretty regular basis here since we're calling these games twice a week. But you know what, Coach? Your team's on a roll. They won 10 straight, got to the 20-win mark last week for the 13th time in your career.
Well, I wasn't aware of that until you tweeted about it, or Daniel did.
Well, I think it was Daniel.
But, you know, 20 wins is typically the goal, one of the goals you set for the season, and whether you're a player or a coach or whatever, and it's good to go ahead and get that in the rearview mirror.
Well, I agree. Hope we got a few more coming, but they did that. They got to 20 wins with a convincing win over Gordonsville, a team you just barely beat the first time around. What was the difference there, Coach?
Well, I think there was a couple things. You know, like we said in the pregame interview, we didn't have BJ. I think BJ's defensive presence made a big difference. And, you know, we guarded them differently than what we did the first time we played them. And I think that made a big difference. We kept it out of, tried to keep it out of Hunter Mann's hands. Or if he did catch it, we tried to make him be a jump shooter. So I think that made a big difference. And, you know, just a few little adjustments. And, I like the way we played. You know, we played, one of the better games we've played all year.
I have to agree with you. And then it came from a fast start, and you got out to a big lead at the half and kind of cruised.
We did. We, you know, at halftime we talked about in years past down there, we've gone in at halftime with big leads, 13, 14, 15 points, and then they fought their way back in the game, just like they did here earlier this season. You know,
right.
We were up 14, I think, in the third quarter at some point.
Yeah.
And they came back and tied it midway through the fourth. So we knew they weren't going to go away. You know, and it's a testament to those guys to be able to focus on a second half of basketball the way that they did and come out with the level of intensity and finish up.
And Gavin Silk, you know, he came back and had a huge game against them with 20, a game-high 20 points. But he's just one of four players you had in double figures, Landon Woodcock, Heath Kynes, and Jake Ashlock, too. Coach, that's pretty solid when you get four in double digits.
Well, you know, it makes us hard to defend night in, night out when we've got those threats, guys that can score, you know, double digits. You know, and there's probably six guys on our team that could score double digits any given night. So that's makes us hard to prepare for, I would think. So, you know, that's fortunate for us.
Right. And we talked about your, you know, how many 20-win seasons and success you've had in your career. And I know you've had some good teams. This has to be one of the most complete teams you've ever had, Coach, with those four we just talked about, B.J. Emerson, and the bench you have.
Well, Thomas, they are. You know, they lots of times you will be a good perimeter shooting team and not be able to play inside and inside out. And these guys, they have all aspects of that, offensively and defensively. You know, we can guard guys bigger than us. We can guard teams that try to go small on us. You know, it's a complete team. That's a fact.
A joy to coach, I'm sure. What impressed me most about this group, and you've mentioned it several times, but just how they play together. They could care less who does what, and you know, it's just like a dance out there, Coach, between them.
It is. You know, they've played together a lot of years, and all the way from elementary school and up, and AAU and spring and summer and that sort of thing. So they understand their roles within the team, and that's probably the biggest thing. You know, they've all accepted that. And, you know, they don't try to do anything that they're not capable of doing night in and night out. So it's they are a pleasure to coach, you know, and a lot of times with this senior leadership, we have all these guys, you know, in-game adjustments maybe we have to do from the sideline, but there's some other things at times that they just take care of on their own, on the floor.
Well, and you're not giving yourself enough credit there, too. I think coaching has something to do with bringing this group along, but it's got to be nice to have somebody that can take your commands or your adjustments and run with it.
It is. You know, they're a very coachable group. To be as experienced and have played as many basketball games as they've played, there's no arrogance about them. You know,
right.
They're very easy to coach. They do what we ask them night in and night out for the most part. And, you know, I've got no complaints there for sure.
And I'm sure you're looking for another repeat performance, and you're probably going to need it against what you call a super athletic Trousdale County team. You know, last time you trailed the whole game down there, and pulled out a close one at the end.
We did. They had us beat. You know, they had us beat there in the last minute of the game, and, you know, they made a couple mistakes late, and, I think Landon hit three threes there in the last minute and a half or something to get us back in the game and give us the lead, and then made a couple free throws maybe at the end. They got an intentional foul called against them, and, you know, things just went our way there at the very end of the game. And, you know, that's another game where we didn't have Gavin that game. He was sick. He was home with a stomach virus or something. So, you know, we'll have him tonight, and he's healthy, and that's going to make a big difference for us. So, but again, you know, they're a team that they present problems that we don't see night in and night out. Their length and their ability to cover a lot of ground, their quickness, their ability to jump and rebound, you know, we don't see that every night, and we don't see it every day in practice. So they present some problems for us that hopefully we've made some adjustments and we're ready to take care of it.
And best I remember, Mason Sharp had his best game of the season down there to kind of keep you in the game at that point without Gavin. And, you know, it was pretty heated, got down towards the end. I'm sure Trousdale County's coming in here with kind of a bad taste in their mouth.
Oh, I'm sure they are. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I think they beat us down there last year, I believe.
Right.
And, you know, so they felt like, you know, they're as good as we are or better. So they, I'm sure that they will come in here tonight looking for a road win. So we'll have to match their intensity early on and go out and play one of our better games to hopefully continue from Friday night and play another good 32 minutes of basketball.
Well, sounds good, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time, and good luck against Trousdale County tonight.
Thank you, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors. Where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters, right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice-cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, hosting Trousdale County tonight with 18-5 Lady Dogs. will take on the 12-10 Lady Jackets, hoping they're made tied at the top of District 6A. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, freaking appreciate you taking the time, as always.
Good to have you again.
You know, your team's won seven straight and been playing pretty well, but you kind of had a little hiccup last week, but still managed to come on out on top down there in Gorgeville.
We did. Coming out with a win is important. You know, we want to play our best ball after Christmas come tournament time, and I don't know if that was our best game. I think we done some things that needed to be fixed. We had a few too many turnovers, but hats off to Gorgeville. I'm sure that had to be their best game in the season. They played really well.
They did, and it's kind of like we've seen in the boys' games, that you're getting everybody's best shot, and the Tigerettes did just that. They shot it, just like you said, probably as good as they have all year, Coach.
That's something I've talked to the girls about this year. The last 2 years going in the district tournament, we was the 4 seed going in the district tournament both years. My first year we was the 4 seed and finished third, and then last year we was the 4 seed and finished second come tournament time. This year right now we're sitting, you know, tied for first. Whenever you've got that one beside your name, everybody's trying to knock you off. And, you know, just like we're going to play hard against Clark Range, we're going to play hard against Pickett. A lot of teams are using us as a measuring stick right now to measure their success, and we're going to get their best games, like you said.
And, you know, you're going to have some of those nights, Coach. But kind of like Coach Sims said after the game, a win's a win. And I think you showed a lot about this team. Even when things don't go well, they find a way.
100%. You know, I would like to. We got everybody some playing time, and not as sweated as much and not as been hardly as nervous. But going to the tournament, that's the type of game I feel it's going to benefit us more than scoring 95 and playing a half with our starters. And a game like that's going to benefit us because every game in the tournament's going to be close. I think in the long run, that was the best thing for us. I thought we played with some good composure towards the end. I think they cut the lead to 4 at one time. And then we made some big free throws. Tyler made some big free throws, which she has for the past 4 years. Kenzie had to play pretty well down the stretch. And then I think Maddie made two for two from the free throw line right there late. Probably should have been an intentional foul, but Maddie stepped up and made two big free throws. And I think Katie was 2 for 2 from the free throw line there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was, you know, you kind of close it out the way you should against any opponent. And Coach, we got to talk about the history two of your players are making. You know, Kenzie Arms had a huge game at Gorgeville, smashed the 1,700-point barrier that night. And Taylor Strong's not far behind. They both got a legitimate shot to break Holly Wright Robinson's career scoring record this season.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive for one person to be looking at the career scoring record, but it's almost like having two Tyreeks, having two people.
Which
it obviously helps us, having two people that's going to score. Some nights, teams are going to focus on taking Taylor away, and some teams are going to focus on taking Kenzie away. And when I say taking them away, nobody really takes them away. I think Taylor was down a little bit after Gordonsville. I think she had, 14 or something
14,
like that.
Yeah, 14, yeah.
Man, that's still a good night for anybody. And I think she was maybe 2 for 10 or 3 for 10 from the field maybe. Definitely one of her worst shooting nights and still finished with 14. Kenzie had a great performance that night. I think she was 12 for 16 from the field. I know at the half she was 8 for 9. I told him at halftime she's got to touch it more.
Right.
She was 8 for 9 and probably should have been 15 for 16. We just got to feed her on nights that she's hot like that.
Yeah. And they both come through. But, you know, we love to talk about the assault they're making on the record books. But there's bigger fish to fry, Coach. This team has got a chance itself to make history. It seems like to me kind of all the pieces are coming together. It's not just about Kenzie and Taylor. It's starting to gel at the right time.
I think so, too. Those two are going to have as much individual success as we have team success. You talked about getting the record. You know, the difference between getting put out in the district tournament or the region tournament versus going to the state tournament, you know, that's an extra 3 or 4 games. And for those two players on just an average night, you know, that's 60 to 80 points on just an average night.
Yeah.
So the more team success we have, the more individual success they're going to have. And I think a big part of our team success, you mentioned us peaking right now, is the play of our sophomores,
yep.
Katie, and Rachel. I think Rachel was down a little bit the Gordonsville game as far as scoring goes, but I think she had 11 assists, and a lot of those assists were not easy ones. They was plays that she had to kind of create out of thin air. Thought she did a good job of that. And then Katie. Katie made some big shots. I think she finished with 14 points as well. I think she's had had several pretty good games this year where she's had 14, 17, 17. Mm-hmm. She's had some good scoring games. And then Maddie, you know, against Red Bullen and a couple games like that where they leave Maddie open, you know, she's – it's hard to take Maddie off the floor just because of how hard she plays, guarding their best defender night in and night out. And whenever she provides a little scoring as well, we're pretty stinking balanced.
I agree. And you talk about Maddie, probably going to need her tonight, Coach, against this Trousdale County team. They've got a good player.
They do. They've got Shelby Petty. I think she was committed at one time to Mercer. That's a pretty big Division I school. And she moved in from Mount Juliet. She was a district MVP there at Mount Juliet there in AAA. She's a really good player. She had 32 points against us last time we met. Part of those was in garbage time, and a lot of those was not on Maddie.
Right.
You know, whatever she gets tonight, she's going to earn, though. I think Maddie, she's one of the best on-ball defenders, probably in the district, probably in the state. I'm sure there's somebody at Riverdale that's as good as she is, but there's not many in single-A ball, if any, that I would rather have out there than Maddie Harlan.
And besides the Petty girl, you know, this Trousdale County team is pretty athletic. You know, I'm sure your team saw Gordonsville as a wake-up call and be ready tonight against the Lady Jackets.
Yeah, Gordonsville is definitely athletic as well. Trousdale, they're athletic like Gordonsville. Trousdale has a few more weapons, I feel like, scoring-wise than Gordonsville. You got the Petty girl. I've got a big girl inside that got us some problems last game. I think Kenzie might have gotten a little foul trouble, had to sit out the last few minutes of the second quarter and maybe the first 2 or 3 minutes of the third quarter. And I thought we played pretty well without Kenzie on the floor, but that's what that big girl does. She's going to try to get you in foul trouble and just bang down low and try to use her body. They've also got a couple of Donahoe girls. It's pretty good. The older Donahoe, she's a junior. She was, I think, their leading scorer last year, and she's just that much more effective with Petty playing beside her and getting her the ball. But Taylor's going to do a good job on her, just like she did last game. And if we play defense like we've been playing the last few games, take out Gordonsville, I think we'll be okay.
Sounds good, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes. Helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, about 3.5 minutes from tip-off, and it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight it's all about the Lady Dogs using last week's scare at Gordonsville as a wake-up call. And realizing some of these teams they've dominated the first time around have gotten better and are going to be a challenge night in and night out. And this Trousdale County team's one of them. Clay County beat him by 20 down there, but it took 32 from Taylor Strong, I think, and almost close to it, 20 or so from Kenzie Arms. They're no slouch, guys. I mean, they've got some athletic pieces, and we're going to need our super senior duo to bring it tonight and not let up. I'd like to see Taylor knock down some looks from the outside and Kenzie keep dominating and use this as a tune-up for that big Pickett County game coming up at week's end. What do you think about it, Coach?
I agree. I think Trousdale's right there with Red Bullen, 4-5, not a whole lot of difference in them. You know, I think they could beat us. You know, I think we're better than them, but I think they're considerably better than Gordonsville. And Gordonsville, like I said the other night, probably played the best game that they played all year. You know, we played all right, but nothing to write home about. But yeah, we do need to pick it up tonight and, you know, get some urgency, you know, to our play, I think,
right,
and not just kind of go through the motions. Because Friday night, you know, that's really big, you know, chance to win the district or not win the district. You know, really, basically, of course, them and Clark Range play tonight, so we'll have a little better idea of what we need to do for the rest of the year anyway.
Well, you know, when Clark Range is playing Piggy County, they're stepping up and
yeah,
having to play at that level. That's why, like Coach said, it's important for us to do that same here tonight.
I think Trousdale's got, you know, look at that one girl that transferred from Mount Juliet. She, you know, I didn't realize at the time she had 30-something on us down there.
32?
A lot of them were after the game was decided.
Fourth
quarter
point.
You know, and I thought their coach kind of, I would say, non-class move or whatever, but, you know, when we got far enough ahead to take our starters out, he starts pressing. You know, they cut it from 30-something back to 20, made it look a little better, but, you know, I never did like doing stuff like that. I didn't like people doing it to me like that, you know. You know, if I had a big enough lead and I took my starters out, I didn't expect that other coach to start pressing my B team, you know. But, you know, like everybody does what they want to do, so if that's what he wants to do, I guess that's all right, but I never would do it.
Well, you know, a little motivation might not hurt tonight, Daniel.
Well, this is definitely a huge game, a dangerous game. Head coach Ryan Sleeper. Actually, I think Sleeper's the name of the boys coach. This is Jake Dillard. Jared Hawkins, I'm all over the place. Jared Hawkins is his name.
I don't know him.
They are 12-10. They sit fifth in the district standings with that 4-5 district record. Clay County, of course, tied for first atop the standings with their 8-1 district record. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Always Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We've got about half a minute here in the gym at Clay County High School before the voice of the Bulldogs, Michael Miller, starts to do some introductory announcements. We are in a big District 6A matchup here between Clay County and Trousdale County. Only a handful of games remain in the regular season. We see Pickett County, then Clark Range, then Monterey, then Red Bullman, and then finally Van Buren County left on the schedule for Clay County after tonight. So down to about five here.
It is, and it's the home stretch. You know, you think about Pickett County. They got Clark Range tonight and us on Friday night. Well, we've got Pickett County on Friday night and Clark Range on Tuesday night. So in this district, it gets tough, guys.
In that trio of teams, the home team has been the winner of each contest between. We'll go ahead and go to our break here and pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioTrend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here live at Clay County High School. Starting announcements are fixing to take place out on the floor, so we'll go ahead and do them here over there. First of all, for the visiting Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets, these Cumberland Exteriors girls starting lineup. Junior, number 12, Josie Garrett. Junior, number 14, Corey Donahoe. A freshman, number 22, Kaylin Donahoe. Junior, number 32, Tori Simmons. And finally, a senior, number 52, Shelby Jane Petty. And for Clay County tonight, Coach Walker will be starting his usual five. Senior, number 10, Taylor Strong. Senior, number 23, Kenzie Arms. Senior, number 32, Maddie Harlow. Sophomore, number 20, Rachel Kofus. And sophomore, number 24, Katie Arms. Girls starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks, you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. We'll go ahead and take this opportunity here while we wait on tip-off to do a quick District 6A girls update. Clay County and Clark Range, both 8-1 in the district, are tied atop the standings. Clay County going to play Trousdale County tonight. And Clark Range is at Pickett County. Pickett County sets at third, 7-1 in district play. They do host Clark Range tonight. That's the number 3 team in the state, Thomas.
Number 3 versus number 7.
Huge matchup in Byrdstown tonight. Fourth place in District 6A girls, Red Bowen Springs. 5-3 district record. Tonight they are at Jackson County. Fifth place, Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets. 4-5 in the district. They are here at Clay County High School on the floor in front of us. Sixth place in the girls district, Gordonsville, 2-7 district record. Tonight they are at Monterey. And Monterey sits at 7th. They're 1-8 in the district. Their lone win in district play came against Jackson County. They do host Gordonsville. And finally, Jackson County having that tough season yet to have won a game. 0-19 overall, 0-9 in district play. Tonight they play host to Red Bowman Springs. That was a quick District 6A girls update for you, and we are now ready for action. Here at Clay County High School, Kinsey Arms is going to step into the circle, jump with Shelby Jane Petty for possession of this opening play of the game. Clay County is going to be going from right to left. Trousdale from left to right. Kinsey easily controls the opening tip. Copas with it, comes across the timeline. She'll run the point tonight. Goes to Katie Arms, right corner. Arms back out to Copas. Copas checks out the defense. Some form of a zone that Coach Sims will inform us on here in just a few moments.
Box and one.
Another box and one with that box on Taylor again.
Yes.
Kenzie Arms scores from right box. She takes the opportunity. Taylor Strong comes up with a steal. An assist to her almost as she fed Maddie Harlan. Harlan couldn't convert, though. Familiar full court pressure being applied by Clay County opening the contest, and Katie Arms is going to pick up her first personal foul.
Talk about that box a little bit, Coach. Lag off of Maddie, I guess, a little bit. And match on Taylor.
What little I saw that trip, they looked like they were pretty much trying to guard everybody out of the box, you know, just saying.
Now, does that allow Trousdale in possession of the ball at this time? Coach, does that allow them to double on Kinsey where they've got two in that zone? You can step across the paint?
If they do, they're going to leave somebody open.
Okay.
You know, when I played a box, I tried to match up with those other four and really be on somebody. Now, you can do it different ways, you know.
We'll have to see how
it goes. If I was playing against us, that's what I'd do. I'd try to double Kinsey.
Kinsey Arms adds two more. Clay County's in front 4-3. For Trousdale, we had the possession. A three-pointer hit by?
Petty.
Petty hit
off
that three-pointer. And Petty's the transfer from Mount Juliet, correct? And we see two more points added by junior Chloe Donahoe. Lady Jackets in front by 1-5-4. Clay County back with the basketball. Harlan left wing goes across court to Copas at right wing. Copas now back to Harlan. Harlan to Katie Arms. While the ball moving around the perimeter, Copas goes inside, tried to Katie Arms. Good vision, but a bad pass, and it goes out of bounds.
They're respecting all of our players. You know, Maddie or whoever's got the ball, they're stepping her with her. They're not doing like Red Bowling did the other night.
Looked like Coach Walker kind of running strong down along the baseline, trying to get her free.
Katie Arms knocks the ball out of bounds. It does go off of Josie Garrett. Don't Clay County got to get a possession here? Trousdale in front, 5-4. 6 minutes remains here in this opening quarter. We'll get back focused in on the action here. Copas at the top of the key. Strong running relentlessly around, trying to use screens and get an open look. She's being defended by Josie Garrett, the junior, who's doing a good job at this point. She's got fresh legs. Strong does have it at the top of the key. He's isolated with Garrett, drives around right side, gives it up to Harlan. Harlan to high post to Katie Arms. Arms to Kinsey Arms. Kinsey to Copas in the corner for three. No good. Rebound Katie Arms. Shots up. Her shot no good. However, she does draw a foul, and we'll go to the line to shoot two. Personal foul being called against number 14, Chloe Donahoe. Her first personal. Trousdale's first of the game. Arms at the line to shoot two. She hits the first. I've got some season averages here from assistant coach Andrew Meadows. He helps both squads. Andrew, an alumni here from Clay County High School, as Katie hits the second. Arms is a 70% free throw shooter on the season. In her sophomore year, Katie pretty consistent from the free throw line. Trailsdale back in possession. They get it across the timeline. It's going to be Garrett, left corner, fires a three and hits it. Red Bull and Spring shot well against us. Gordon will shot well against us.
We're bringing out the best of everybody lately.
Lady Jackets in front, 8-6. 5:05 remains. Kenzie Arms at the free throw line. Starts the drive, kicks out to Katie Arms. Katie goes to Harlan, Harlan to Copas. Copas resets, top of the key, inside the paint to Kenzie. Kenzie shot up good. She has 6 of Clay County's 8, and she has yet to miss from the field, 3 for 3 currently. She's hitting 60% of her field goal attempts on the season. Drive now from Chloe Donahoe to no avail, though. Ball's knocked away. Katie Arms comes up with it. Here Clay County comes back the other way. Kenzie at the free throw line. Goes over to Katie in left corner. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Tori Simmons. Taylor Strong will inbound from beneath Clay County's own goal.
I know, Coach, you probably saw a little bit of this boxing one with Sidney Roach and some of your other players. What did you try to do against
them? We always had some boxing one offenses that we run. You know, early in my career, when people would try that, I had good enough players that I didn't have to do anything special. But the one that they were matched on would have a hard time, but everybody else would get really good shots, you know. And
well, we're seeing that now. Kenzie Arms got 8 points
right,
already.
You know, I remember back when Amanda Kendall and Chambers and them was playing, people try to play us a triangle and two or something, but Crystal Price or Amber Eisenberg or somebody else would step up and make some shots, and, you know, get them out of it pretty quick most of the time. But that year we won the state. You know, we saw everything under the sun. We saw boxing ones, 1-3 matches, triangle and twos. Every game was different, just about. You just had to be prepared for it.
I was going to say, had to be prepared for everything, made for some long practice sessions, I guess.
Well, more film sessions than anything.
Copas fires from left corner, no good. What we saw transpire here over the last few minutes, Kenzie Arms had it two off that Taylor Strong inbound. Clay County is now tied up 10-10. Trousdale came down and added two more to their tally as well. We are knotted at 10. 3:20 remains here in the first quarter play. Kenzie has 8 of Clay County's 10. Katie Arms has the other 2 off free throws. Trousdale slowing it down here. Chloe Donahoe has the top of the key, defended by Taylor Strong. She hands off to a teammate. Now it's in the hands of number 12, Josie Garrett. Fires a 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, though, by Kaylin Donahoe, the freshman. Donahoe's put back, no good. Rebound, Simmons. Trousdale controlling the boards here. They've got possession. Shelby Jane Petty, top of the key, has it stolen from her by Katie Arms. Petty knocks it out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession.
You know, Coach Walker talked about in the interview about the ball skills of defensively of Maddie Harlan. She's doing a pretty good job on Petty so far when she puts it on the floor, guys.
Yeah, Maddie's a good defender. She always gets the other team's best player.
Clay County in possession. Taylor Strong, right corner. Drives into the block, kicks it back out to Eliza Jenkins, who's in for Maddie Harlan. Foul's going to be called against Trousdale on the floor. Number 12, Josie Garrett picks up her first personal. Taylor Strong will inbound from the baseline. Kenzie scored on the last inbound play. They can't get it to her this time. Ball is worked into Copas. 2:25 remains in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 10. Copas drives into the paint, gets to the rim. Dish is off, though. Two Taylor Strong, and she has her first points of the contest off of the Copas assist. We'll call it an assist. May have been her shot was blocked and it fell in Strong's hand.
I think that's what happened.
We may be friendly to her here. Jenkins picks up a personal foul currently on the floor for Clay County. We'll go ahead and reset that after this commercial break. A timeout's been called. First of the game by Trousdale. We'll be back in 30.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back to action. 2:11 remains in the first quarter. Score is tied at 10 between Clay County and Trousdale County. Lady Yellow Jackets with the basketball. They inbound it. It's Chloe Donahoe running the point. She's defended by Liza Jenkins on the floor for the Lady Bulldogs. Jenkins, Katie and Kenzie Arms, Taylor Strong, and Rachel Krokus. Turnover forced by the good defensive pressure. Kenzie Arms comes up with the loose ball. She goes to Jenkins. Jenkins back to Arms. Arms now to Krokus at right wing. Krokus lets the play develop, and a foul's going to be called. That man-to-man girl that was guarding Taylor going to be called for the foul. It was number 2, Claire Belcher, on the personal.
And Daniel, we're up 12-10. Strong scored right before that timeout.
Oh, they just now added it to the board, I see. Clay County does lead 12-10. Copas in the paint, shot up, good. Definitely Copas' signature shot there. Coach Sims likes to drive in. The
little, yeah, she's running a little floater.
Running jumper,
a
floater.
A little floater, what I called it, I don't know.
Trailsdale with the ball, it's Petty, she drives and scores. She was defended by Taylor Strong, the senior, showing that she's a pretty good player on the offensive end of the court. Copas now at the point for Clay County. Kicks it to Katie Arms, left wing. Arms out of Taylor Strong, left corner. She drives inside, gets the left block, loses the ball. Simmons comes up with it. She gets it to Petty. Petty goes to Donahoe. Donahoe drives to the block, charge call. Donahoe called for the offensive foul. That's going to be her second personal of this contest. Clay County in front, 14-12.
You know, that's what we're seeing out of Katie Arms in her sophomore season, guys. Drawing charges, rebounds. We talk about it every broadcast, but it's hard not to. She really brings that element that this team needs.
She's improved each game, I think it's safe to say. I think she's somebody that very much loves the game of ball, wants to be a huge part of this team. We see her now commit a mistake, throws the ball away. Trousdale back with it. Number 22, Donahoe. Kaylin Donahoe, that is. They've got two of them. This time it's the freshman, Kaylin, who scores in the paint. We're knotted up at 14. 30 seconds remain here in the opening quarter play. We're in the middle of a district 6A doozy. Here at Clay County High School, Copas with it, right wing, comes over to Katie Arms, left wing. They pass it back and forth, Copas and Arms. Now it's worked a high post to Taylor Strong. She's well defended, loses the basketball. Trousdale comes up with it. Kaylin Donahoe with it. She hands off now to Belcher back to Donahoe. 5 seconds. Donahoe fires the three. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. 3 seconds on the clock. Taylor Strong with it, half court, desperation three. No good. Nice attempt, but it did not go in. End of the first quarter here. We're knotted up at 14. Stay with us.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back. Tight ball game, Coach Sims, 14-14 after one.
Yeah, not what I was looking for. I was hoping we'd have a 6 or 8 10-point lead by now, but we did down there, I think, best I remember. But like we was talking while we were off air, they're boxing one. They're doing a really good job with it. And offensively, they're getting good looks, and they've knocked some of them down.
A 12-10 squad, 4-5 in the district, our Trousdale. Not to be overlooked. 3-point shot taken by the Lady Jackets, who maintained the possession, opening up in the quarter. That was Kenley Brown who missed it. Rebound by Taylor Strong. She wants to go coast to coast, and she scores. Taylor with four now in the contest. She'll go to the line to try to convert the three-point play. Personal foul called against Kenley Brown, the sophomore substitute.
Yeah, she's trying to take a charge or trying to make us think she took a charge, but she flopped.
Got out of there late.
Yeah, well, she was there, but she just flopped.
Strong misses the free throw. Taylor struggled a little bit at the free throw line here of late, a 73% shooter on the year, according to assistant coach Mez's stats. And Trousdale had a great look inside. Simmons couldn't convert, though. Kenzie Arms, fortunately, pulls down a defensive rebound, and Clay County comes back the other way with it. Copas right, that's actually Jenkins, right wing, goes inside to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie shot up, no good, but she's fouled, goes behind to shoot two.
Well, we're finally seeing Trousdale miss a few shots, getting some rebounds and starting the break and scoring in transition here, guys. This is what Clay County's got to do, maybe speed this thing up and make a run here.
Kenzie hits the first. I missed who the personal foul was called against for Trousdale. Kenzie.
Hopefully they're not going to shoot it the whole game like they did the first quarter. They shot it pretty good that quarter.
Kenzie, a 78% free throw shooter on the season, misses that second one. Clay County in front, 17-14. Petty comes down, forces a shot, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. She goes to Harlan. Harlan up court to Strong. Strong back to Harlan. Harlan to Jenkins. Jenkins back to Harlan. Rachel Copas on the bench now at this point. Jenkins in for her. Katie Arms fires on a three, knocks it down. She leads the team in three-point percentage. Does Katie, a 39.2% shooter from behind the arc, and she hits her first attempt tonight.
Little 6-0 run starting here for Clay County. Let's see if they can keep it going.
Yeah.
Clay County in front, 20-14. Lady Yellow Jackets with the ball, and Eliza Jenkins going to be called for a personal foul, her second of the contest. Copas re-enters the fray. Along with her comes sophomore Marley Ashlock. Sitting down will be Eliza Jenkins and Katie Arms. So on the floor for Clay County, we see Copas, Ashlock, Harlan, Kenzie Arms, and Strong. 6:20 remains here in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 20-14. Petty with it, top of the key, three-point shot. Good. She's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
Maddie Harlan was in her face. She had a little step back, created some separation, and knocked down the triple. 20-17 now the score. Clay County back with it. Copas, top of the key, drives all the way into the paint, kicks it out to Kenzie Arms. She knocks it down.
That's Kenzie automatic.
From about 14 feet is deadly there on that left side, and she made them pay there. 22-17, Clay County with a five-point lead. Lady Jackets with the ball. Three-point shot taken and hit. That thing went in, did a full circle around, jumped out, hit the backboard, then went back in, Coach.
Yeah.
Claire Belcher knocked it down. Kenzie Arms returns the favor. It's not a three, about a foot inside the arc. She knocks down another. Kenzie really hot. She's played outstanding all year, but especially these last two or three games offensively.
She's got 13 on the night already, guys, and Petty was the first one in the double digits with 10. Well, here's the story. They've knocked down 4 3-pointers already in this game, Trousdale County has. They're shooting eyes out of it, just like Norrisville did the other night.
The Lady Bulldogs are going to have to endure another fine shooting effort from the opposition. Trousdale with it right now. Petty left wing, defended by Harlan. She uses a Belcher screen to create distance, gets to the hoop and scores. 5 minutes remains in the second. We've got a score fest here. 24-22. It's back and forth at each end. Copas with it, right wing. Dribbles out the top of the key, hands off to Taylor Strong. Strong goes to Harlan. Harlan back to Strong. She fires a three, no good. Foul called against Copas. She tried to come in and steal a rebound away from Simmons and was called for the foul. Here we are. Clay Kenny comes up with a steal of their own. It was Harlan. Lady Bulldogs back in possession. Ashlock has it left corner. Hands off to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie back to Rachel Copas. Top of the key. Copas now goes to Taylor Strong, and Taylor's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 1-1. At some point in time, you just wonder if they would shift this boxing one and put this one, meaning that person has constant man coverage on Kenzie instead of on Taylor. Or just allowing to continue to hurt. I know typically it is on a guard that you do that, but Taylor knocks down the front end of the 1-1, earns the right to shoot the second. And she hits the second. Big shots for Taylor there. 26-22 now. Clay County in front of the four. Full court pressure. 1-2-1-1. Out of the Lady Bulldogs. Ball's inbounded. Lady Jackets do get across the timeline with it, though. Belcher has it. Top of the key. Hands off to Petty. Petty still defended by Harlan. Harlan's teammate shout encouragement at her, and Petty gets rid of the ball. Kicked it over to Kaylin Donahoe. Donahoe fired a three, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Rachel Kovas. Trailsdale still in possession.
You know, at the start of the second there, Coach, we kind of had that 6-0 run. I thought we might start stretching it out. Two big three-pointers from Trailsdale County ended that.
Yeah. Still got a four-point lead, but yeah, I'd like to see us extend it out in double figures here in the second quarter.
Confusion here, it seems, at Clay County High School. The head official comes over to the scorer's table. I don't know if they're checking on a foul tally or the total score or what. They are checking out both books. Thomas, your stats are pretty good. I wish that they'd just ask you. You give them the right information.
Well, I'll try my best, Daniel.
Well, you straightened out, perhaps, since one time
I
asked you.
Well, there was one instance there, wasn't there, Coach, that we lost a point, I think, on a free throw in our broadcast.
Yeah, we did.
But,
last season.
But it wasn't in the books, so there's nothing we could do about it. It was on film, though.
Yeah.
We still continue to have a pause here. Head official, I believe that's Nathan Davis out calling it.
Yeah, it's Nathan. I think the other guy's the head official tonight, though. That's who I had the meeting with anyway.
Okay, we have a technical foul being called against Trousdale. An official, not an official, a Trousdale player came into the contest without being brought in by an official. Illegal substitution resulted in a technical foul. Kenzie Arms at the line, going to shoot here and hits the first.
I think Michael Miller explained she wasn't in the scorebook. The number and name wasn't written down in the scorebook.
Well, hopefully we have it
on our roster.
Well, that's the coach's fault, because they bring the book over and you look at it, you sign it. Everybody's on the floor that's on the book. So he signed it, you know.
Trailsdale lost the possession, and Kenzie Arms extends the Clay County lead to 6, 28-22 after she knocked down both of those free throws. Kenzie adds two more from about 12 feet out on left baseline. The only shot she's missed from the field tonight, she was fouled on and went to the line to shoot free throws. Kenzie perfect.
That's not an official shot.
Right. Kenzie perfect from the field.
Maddie Harlan picking the pocket of Shelby Jane Petty right there, guys. Doing a great job. I know Petty's got, you know, 12 points here tonight. But good steal by Harlan, and she's going to the line.
Petty had a desperation and frustration after Harlan picked that pocket for her, fouled Harlan. Harlan is at the line for 1-1. 19 fouls so far against Trailsdale County. Harlan misses the front end of it. Kenzie got it, put it back, and had her shot swatted away by Petty. Harlan still continuing on Petty. Petty, a pretty good scorer. She's not quite the ball handler that she needs to be, though. And Maddie Harlan gets a 10-second call against Petty. And Coach Hawkins for Trailsdale can't believe the string of events that has happened to his team. They're playing a good game. However, Clay County leading right now by 8, 30-22. His team had momentum a few moments ago. They no longer have it. Kenzie Arms shoots from about 12 feet. This time on right baseline, no good. Gets her own rebound, kicks it to Maddie Harlan. Maddie shoots from the top of the three and knocks it down. Three-pointer from the top of the key. I said it was Harlan. It was Copas, wasn't it?
No, it was Harlan.
It was Harlan.
No,
okay. They look very similar with their hairdos out there. 3 minutes remains here in the second quarter. Clay County in front. Biggest lead of the night, 11 points. 33-22. Trousdale comes down, try the three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Taylor Strong. She comes down, feeds Kenzie Arms, two more for Kenzie. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Trousdale. Clay County in front by 13, 35-22. Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here at Clay County High School, and the Lady Dogs are on an 11-0 run and lead 35-22, and it was all sparked by Maddie Harlan's defense. Kenji Arms is scoring on the other end, and Harlan also nailed a three.
That's the first 10-second call I've seen in our broadcast so far this year. Maddie Harlan with the individual effort against Petty. It wasn't a 5-second count. She just didn't get across the timeline in that 10 seconds. Trousdale with it, three-pointer taken by Donahoe, no good, goes
sometimes
out of bounds.
You'll see that after a made basket, but that was off of a rebound. You seldom ever see it off of a rebound.
Copas with it for Clay County, 2:22 and ticking on the second quarter clock. Lady Bulldogs in front by 13, 30, no, make it 15. Katie Arms adds two more from right block to the tally, 15-point lead for Clay County, 37-22. They continue with the pressure. This time it's beaten by Trousdale. However, in the backcourt, the front court, it's stolen by Arms. Arms goes to Taylor Strong. Strong shot up the paint. No good. Rebound by Donahoe. Donahoe gets it out to Petty. Petty quickly tries to get away from Copas. She crosses the timeline. Kicks it back to Donahoe. Donahoe in the paint has her shot blocked by Kenzie Arms. Kenzie picks up the loose ball. Feeds it ahead to teammate Taylor Strong. Strong puts up a shot. It's good. She's going to go to the line and try to convert on the three-point play. The Trousdale faithful were thinking it was a charge call. However, personal blocking called against Trousdale.
Great job by Taylor right there with kind of a Euro step to avoid full-on contact.
I watched a lot of games, but we took this one from close to comfortable in a matter of about 2 minutes.
That's the fastest
I've ever seen one, you know, get away from another team.
And we were begging for it early, Coach. This is exactly what we wanted to see right here.
Clay County in front by 18 points now, 40-22. Like Coach Sims said, we're at a minute 35 in the second now. About 3:30 on the clock. This was a four-point ball game.
Yeah, it's been like 2 minutes on the clock, and, you know, we went from 4 to 18.
Aided and abetted by that technical foul, a costly mistake against Trousdale County. The coach did not have one of his players listed in the official scorebook. She entered the contest, and that started this chain of events. Clay County doing a nice job capitalizing on it, though. Lady Bulldogs in possession of the ball. Copas fires from free throw distance. Hits it. Minute 15 left here in the first half of play.
It's an 18-0 run, guys. We're on to go up 20.
Got another steal.
And we have a steal by Katie Arms. Clay County going to add more to the tally. As Katie now has six, I think, here in the first half. At least four, I know. 44-22 the score. Clay County in front by 22 points.
Yeah.
We have doubled up Trousdale at this point. Lady Jackets with the ball. Kenzie Arms called for the personal foul. Kenzie didn't agree with the call, but I don't know that I ever have seen a defender that agreed when they had a foul called on.
A lot of times they probably know they did, but they don't want to admit it.
Three-point shot taken and hit by Petty. Trousdale played good in the first quarter, and halfway through the second, they certainly can battle back, and they start that process as Petty knocks down a three-pointer. 19 points, though, the Clay County lead, 44-25. 30 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Copas with it, about 4 feet across the timeline, undefended, letting time tick down.
At about the 5-minute mark, this was a 24-22 game, guys. And then we went on a 20-0 run to get it out to where it is right now, 44-25.
We had missed maybe one shot in that period, not many.
Copas goes into action, 5 seconds now. Feeds Taylor Strong inside, her shot no good, rebound though by Taylor, and it's a jump ball call.
Her ball.
Between her and Kayla Donahue, and his coach says the possession arrow is in favor of Clay County. Taylor going to inbound here, 2.5 seconds, plenty of time for an inbound play and a shot.
Katie Arm standing in the corner ready to pull the trigger.
Ball's in to Copa. She drives, shots up. No good. Clay County with a big run during the second half of the second quarter. In front by 19, 44-25 here at the break. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County High School, where the Lady Bulldogs have a 44-25 lead here at halftime. It was a 14-14 knotted up game at the end of the first quarter, and Clay County only led 24-22 with about 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. That's when they went on a 20-0 run, sparked by Matty Harlan's three-pointer and continued by the play of Taylor Strong, Katie Arms, Rachel Kobus, and Kinsey Arms to jump out to a 44-22 lead as time ticked away. Trousdale County made a three-pointer right before the buzzer to get within 19 here at halftime. Clay County outscored Trousdale County 30-11 in that second stanza. The Lady Yellow Jackets are being led by Shelby Jane Petty, who has 15 here at halftime. Claire Belcher has 3. Josie Garrett has 3. Chloe Donahoe, 2. And Kaylin Donahoe has 2. Trousdale County has made 5 3-pointers in that first half and made it a game until Clay County went on their run. For Clay County, we've got almost 3 players in double digits here at halftime. Taylor Strong and Katie Arms both have 9 apiece. Rachel Kofus has 4. Maddie Harlan, a big 3-pointer, but it's all about Kenzie Arms. She has 19 here at halftime to lead Clay County. Again, the Lady Dogs lead 44-25 here at halftime. Stay with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. We're back here live at Clay County High School. 3 minutes remains here in at halftime in this girls' contest. As Thomas told you before the commercial break, Clay County does lead 44-25. Quickly, we'll run down through the girls' district standings one more time. Clay County and Clark Range tied at first in the district, each team 8-1. Clark Range, Lady Buffaloes tonight at Burchtown, facing Piggott County. Clay County leading Trailsdale here at the half. Piggott County in third place, 7-1 in the standings. Tonight they host Clark Range. Redbourne Springs, fourth in the standings, 5-3. Tonight they're at Jackson County. Trailsdale, fifth in the standings, 4-5 in the district. They are here at Clay County High School. Sixth in the standings, Gordonsville, 2-7 in district play. Tonight they're at Monterey. Monterey sets seventh in the standings, 1-8 overall in the district. They do host Gordonsville. And finally, Jackson County, 0-9 in the district. Tonight they host Redbourne Springs. Coach Sims, we talked about in our Battle Bulldog history during the Carquest pregame show that Trousdale County, not a team that we have seen a lot of times over the last decade, because while they were in what used to be Region 4 with us, they weren't in what used to be District 7, so we chose to play them off and on, but not somebody we've met as much as others, or 13-2 against them in the last 15 tries. Certainly they've not been known. They've never advanced to the state tournament in their history. They may be better now, though, than they've been in some other years.
Yeah, well, they definitely are, because they've had some pretty bad teams at times, but I've seen them when they had some pretty good teams. They could never get out of the region, though. They might win a game. You know, like they upset us one year. They were 4 and we was a 1 in 2000, and I don't know, it's just one of those games that ever gets meant for them to win. They did, but they got beat the next game. But I never could get them to play us a whole lot during the regular season. You know, a few times when I first started, they'd play us, but after we got pretty good, you know, they didn't want any part of us for the most part. And then I think we played them a couple years there when I came back in like 2004 or 15 and 16 or somewhere along in there, 14, but course, they have to play us now because we're all in the same district. But, yeah, it's not one of the things like Guardsville, they always wanted to play us because they knew we was going to be good. And they Butch wanted to play, you know, the good teams. And
Red Bull went at times. It was not in the district. Of course, always wanted to play them.
Yeah, but they were in our district up to this 15 years ago
right.
Every year, you know. But, yeah, Guardsville was one that always played us. Used to play Friendship every year until they went, you know, Division II. And there's two or three teams in there that, you know, consistently count on playing Van Buren. Of course, they've been in every district in the state just about at some time or another. But we've played them ever since I've been here, 30-something
right.
years, you know. But that's three of the teams that we've always played pretty much.
Well, Clay County, not the only team that has ever experienced postseason elimination in an upset to the Lady Yellow Jackets. I remember several years ago that Clark Range had traveled
they
down
did.
To them one night.
They
something
did.
Happened. Clark Range was in trouble. Maybe didn't get to host the game.
Right.
When Hartsville got beat.
That's right. Yeah.
I guess it was a region quarterfinal match.
It was. Yeah, it's one of those games. Clark Range was on probation for hosting the sub-state when they weren't big enough. And they got like a 2-year ban from playing at home in the postseason. Went down there and Hartsville had to have a pretty good team that year, you know, to beat them. But I'm sure Clark Range wouldn't expect to lose when they went down there.
No. Fourth quarter action has resumed here at Clay County High School. During this quarter of action, Clay County will be traveling from left to right. Trailsdale from right to left. Clay County with the possession at this point in time. Copas drives inside, misses one of her little signature jumpers. Rebounded though by Clay County. It's kept alive. Kenzie Arms misses for more than a few times tonight from the field. Trailsdale's going to come down with this rebound. It's Donahoe. She drives down, dishes off to the other Donahoe. There's two of them on the floor right now for Trailsdale. Donahoe shot no good. Rebound Simmons. Simmons kicks it back out to Donahoe. She passes off to Kaylin Donahoe, and her shot no good as she drove. No points scored here so far. Minute 15 has ticked off the clock in this third quarter, and Clay County with an unforced error there. Copas trying to feed it ahead to Taylor Strong. Strong couldn't hang on. It was a high pass. Went off her hand out of bounds. Trailsdale back in possession. Betty runs the point, brings her across the timeline. She's defended by Maddie Harlan. Harlan loses a step on her. Betty goes fast, then the ball stolen by Taylor Strong. Taylor comes across the timeline. She wants to take it and score. She cannot. Dishes off to Katie Arms, though. Arms fires a three, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Kaylin Donahoe, the freshman. I don't know if her and the junior Chloe are sisters or not.
They are, Daniel.
Kenzie Arms, inbound play. She scored on the same play earlier. She scores again. They almost leave her alone on the block. Somehow.
You think they'd guard that a little better than that, especially the second time.
And now the older Donahoe comes down for Trailsdale, misses the layup. Ball's kept alive by the Lady Yellow Jackets, though. Three-point shot taken, no good. Kenzie Arms pulls down the board. Gets it to Harlan. Harlan to Strong. Strong shoots. She's fouled. Shot was no good. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Clay County in front by 21, 46-25. We saw a very even contest through the early going. It was 14-14 at the end of one. Clay County still only led by about 2 points there. It was about 5 minutes in the second quarter. And at that point, just a tragic turn of events for the Lady Yellow Jackets. A technical foul and then some other stuff. And Clay County quickly jumped out. Has not relinquished the lead yet.
Well, they've lost their shooting touch since, you know, early in the second quarter.
Well, that's what it's all about. Grassville started missing shots.
Right.
We got in transition and just snowballed from there.
Yeah.
Taylor missed the front end, hit the second on those free throws. Trailsdale with it now. 3-point shot taken by Belcher, no good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Kenzie to Maddie Harlan. Harlan with it to the top of the key. Drives into the paint and scores. Maddie with 5 points in the contest now. She knocked out a big 3-pointer earlier. Petty gives it up to Donahoe. She crosses the timeline and she'll be fouled by Katie Arms. Katie knocked to the floor there.
Well, Clay County's almost got Trailsdale County doubled up here. They've scored the first five of this third quarter.
Petty fires a three from about 4 feet behind the arc at the top of the key. No good. Rebound Taylor Strong. Here she comes. Gets it to Harmon. Harmon to Copas. Now back to Katie Arms. Arms is shot no good. She's fouled, though. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. 5:04 remains in the third quarter. Clay County in front by 24 points, 49-25.
Can't say enough about the game Maddie Harden's playing tonight. You know, defense on Katie, denying her the ball, scoring, assists, on and on. The senior's really having a good night for this team.
She is. She's having a good season as Katie Arms knocks down both of those. Maddie, a lot of times doesn't get the focus from a lot of spectators and others, as Kenzie and Taylor do. However, the role she plays just as important, and she's playing it very well tonight.
Yeah, she is.
Trousdale with the ball. Donahoe inside. She's going to be fouled by Taylor Strong. And that shot was good. Donahoe's going to go to the line. Foul was on the floor prior to the shot.
Well, they give the shot.
They did. And now they're going to inbound.
So they're calling it on somebody, on another, or somebody else.
Okay, shot was good by Donahoe, and Trousdale gets another possession. Petty with it at left elbow, defended by Liza Jenkins, another Clay County player who's done a nice job this season with fine defense. She is in for Harlan at this point in time, and Trousdale gets it going again. Three-point shot taken and hidden by the freshman, Kayla Donahoe. She's someone that Coach Walker has spoken a lot about. I'm sure he may have mentioned during the interviews. I hadn't had the privilege to hear those yet. And she's a freshman and playing good.
Somebody had to help off her or something because she was wide open. They wouldn't have anybody within 10 feet of her.
Kenzie Arms was fouled on the ensuing Clay County possession. She's at the line where she's already hit several in that. Hits the first. As we mentioned, Kenzie, a 78% free throw shooter. She knocks down both of those. Kenzie's just really played good these last two or three games.
She's really been consistent. I mean, she hasn't missed hardly anything.
Percentage from the field just very high, 60% on the season, and it's been even better than that these last two or three contests. Clay County comes up with a steal. Katie Arms gets it. Jenkins put the pressure on Petty, forced the error. Katie Arms got it, fed Rachel Copas down court, and Clay County adds two more. Coach Walker's squad up to a big 25-point lead at this point. Still playing pressure in the backcourt. They do get it across the timeline to the Lady Yellow Jackets. Donahoe, right wing, fires a three. No good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Kenzie now, quick transition pass to Katie Arms. Layup attempt, no good. She was fouled hard.
Yeah,
goes to the ground. Gets up okay, though. Goes to the line to shoot two.
I really like to see us push the ball like this as long as we make good decisions. I don't like to see us run down and throw it out of bounds and throw up crazy shots, but we've done a really good job so far this quarter.
Kind of that one more element in the Lady Dogs game that if they want to make a deep run, they're going to have that aspect of it.
Well, it helps. You know, you're against really good teams. It's hard to run a lot of break on them, but when you do, you got to make good decisions. You can't run there and throw it away.
Katie Arms misses both of those free throws. 3:25 left on the clock. And another 2 points added to Trousdale by the sophomore Claire Belcher. Timeout taken by Coach Hawkins and Trousdale County. 3:22 remains in the third. Clay County in front by 23, 55-32.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here, third quarter action. Clay County in front by 23. Ever since the big run in the middle of the second quarter, this game's not really been in question. However, Trailsdale has kind of maintained that, you know, mid-20-point deficit. They're going to have to really start playing some better ball, though, to cut into it. Clay County playing pretty good. Give it credit to them to keep this lead in front. Clay County with the basketball right now. Katie Arms, left wing, goes inside to Taylor Strong. Strong shot up, no good. Rebounded by Trailsdale County. Petty has it. She crosses the timeline inside to Simmons. Simmons to Belcher. That shot good. Belcher has scored the last four for Trailsdale. Under 3 minutes to play now in the third. 21 points to lead for Clay County. Kenzie Arms with it. Left baseline. Gives it to Katie Arms. Katie to Maddie Harlan. Harlan left wing. Dribbles. Feeds inside to Kenzie. She has a baseline advantage. Ends up kicking it across the paint to Strong. Strong inside now to Harlan. Harlan knocked to the ground. No whistles blow, though. Trailsdale comes up with the loose ball. Charge ball. It was the freshman, Kaylin Donahoe, come down a little too aggressive, led with that elbow.
And guess who, Daniel?
Harlan?
No. Katie Arms taking the charge.
Second charge she's taken. Both of them play such great defense, I wasn't sure which one you were alluding to. Cobus runs to the point for Clay County. 2.5 minutes remains in the third. Clay County in front by 21. Harlan right wing now. She's defended by Donahoe. Gives it up to Strong. She fires from the top of the key. No good. Taylor has yet to hit a three-pointer tonight. Rebound by Katie Arms. Katie feeds. Kenzie shots up. No good, but she's fouled. Goes to the line to shoot two. Then we see the sophomore Katie Arms keeping the play alive for Clay County. Just invaluable, the contributions that she's made this year. We've talked during our broadcast before, during the latter stages of some of the blowout games. What a good core of young players Clay County has sitting on the bench. Hopefully we can see them later in this one tonight. Kenzie Arms missed the first, hits the second. What's she up to tonight, Thomas? 20?
24, Daniel.
24. Trailsdale with the basketball. 2:05 left in the third. Donahoe, double screen set for her by Peggy Ann Simmons. She dribbles around it, circles it back now. Kicks it across court to Kimberly Brown. Brown fires the three, no good. Rebound by Belcher. Belcher to Donahoe. Donahoe defended by Strong. She passes back off to Belcher and a foul call. No, a travel. Travel called against Clara Belcher, the sophomore. Clay County going to have a possession. 1:45 remains in the third. 22 points. I apologize. Big difference there. 22 points, the Clay County lead. Taylor Strong, top of the key. She's fouled by Kenley Brown. They have worked hard to deny Taylor Strong up looks. Sometimes you'll see that defense be so aggressive that it almost look like they're, you know, just hounding them, physically almost trying to hurt the player. That's not been the case. They've just been in her hip pocket all night long. Taylor Strong misses the front end of that 1-1. Rebound, Trailsdale. Donahoe crosses the timeline. She fed Belcher. Clay County going to be called for a foul, though. Katie Arms. I've lost track of personal fouls here for the players. I know that's at least her second, maybe her third. Trailsdale inbounds. Katie fires from about 4 feet behind the arc on right side. No good. Rebound, Rachel Copas. She crosses the timeline, sets it up for Clay County.
You know, we talked about Maddie Harlan, her defense on Petty. Petty's frustrated. She did the step back and shot it there. But she's had 15 in the first half. Scoreless so far here in the third quarter, Petty is.
Excellent job by the senior defensive star, Maddie Harlan. Katie Arms going to go to the line to shoot two. Katie's done a nice job of getting some open looks down on the post tonight. She's a guard player, but has gravitated down to the block. And
with that miss, she got a cool dozen on the night, Daniel. So she's been in double figures pretty consistently for the last half a dozen games at least.
She hit the front end of it, did miss the second. We've talked before. We knew what Taylor and Kenzie would bring. The big question was Topas, Harlan, and Arms. What would they do? to help that super senior duo, I think is what you call them, Thomas, in the Horizon newspaper. And they have responded to that question. They have played well at both ends. Trousdale adds two more to the tally.
That's Petty's first layup of the second half right there.
Kenzie Arms misses. Tips her own missed shot, though, kept it alive. Taylor came up with the ball, had it knocked out of her hands by Belcher. Clay County maintains possession. 31.6 seconds remains here in the third quarter. 57-36, Clay County in front by 21. Maddie Harlan stands just across the timeline, undefended. Clock's ticking down, 20 seconds. Now 15, Copas with it now, hands off to Strong. 10 seconds in the third quarter. Clock ticks, Copas right wing, back over to Strong. Fires the three from left corner, good. A beauty of a shot to close out the third quarter, and with an exclamation mark, Rachel Copas gets a steal up the Trailsdale inbound. It would have been better off if the Lady Jackets not even inbounded it. Rachel Copas. Thomas, be sure to add Copas with two more there. I don't think a lot of folks saw it. 62-36 here at the end of the third. We'll be back for the fourth.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
We're back here at Clay County High School for the conclusion of this girls' game. What was early a battle between these two teams, Clay County's pulled away during the middle of the second quarter, and they have refused to look back. Currently, they lead by 26 points, 62-36. They had a big 82-60 win down in Hartsville earlier this season, and it looks like they're going to go to another big win tonight. Taylor Strong fires from three, same spot she hit at the close of the third, missed that one. Trousdale with the rebound.
With that three-pointer, Taylor Strong has a Baker's dozen, 13 on the night. Katie Arms, like we said, coming in with 12, and Kenji Arms, 24. There's three again in double figures, Daniel.
That's big. We saw the boys have four at Gordonsville in double figures. The girls now with three. Taylor Strong, right corner, feeds it to Kenzie Arms, who fires a three, no good. Kenzie not someone who typically shoots it from three. Me and Coach Sims talked about how she can hit it from back there. Says she's a 36% three-point shooter, but that was probably maybe one of three attempts on the whole season.
Yeah.
For her to have that percentage. Trousdale takes a possession, ball went out of bounds after Kenzie's shot. Lady Yellow Jackets with it. They feed inside to a substitute in the contest. Number 11. I don't have that number. Was it 11?
It's 10, Daniel. We don't have 10 either.
She's the mystery lady tonight. That's who the technical foul went against earlier in the contest. Trailsdale couldn't score. Katie Arms comes up with a steal, feeds Kenzie. Kenzie misses. Rachel Copas gets the rebound. Kicks out to Strong. Strong fires. No good from the top of the key. Rebound this time by Petty. For Trousdale. She is being hounded still by Maddie Harlan. Great job tonight by the senior. Petty has to give it up. It's the mystery shooter. Three-pointer, no good.
Mystery shooter.
Rebound by Taylor Strong.
We don't
know her name, Mr. Cameraman. White. Okay. Last name is White. Sister of Kira White, probably. We have a young man here running the camera next to us at the table. He was kind enough to give us that information. If you were listening to the Gordonsville Boys broadcast Friday night, we had a mystery man in that game that we ended up calling Andrew Beatty, thanks to Coach Watson attentively listening to the PA announcer. Petty at the line to shoot free throws for Trousdale. First one's no good. First one is good. I'm sorry.
Evidently, she's a mystery dirt defense because we don't have anybody guard her. I mean,
no,
she was over in the corner by herself. There wasn't nobody within 20 foot of her.
Petty gets ready for the second. It's away. It's also good, or no good. Boy, I messed that one up all around. She hit the first, missed the second. How's that? Katie Arms pulled down the rebound. Clay County has it on their end now. Kenzie underneath. Jump ball call. She was pulling a shot up from her hip. Trousdale defender got a hand on it, stopped that forward progress, and they did call a jump ball.
Probably a pretty good call there, Daniel. Kind of all ball.
Taylor inbounds from beneath the basket to Kenzie. Kenzie misses her shot. Got her on the rebound, put it back, and she scores two more. 64-37 currently. Clay County out in front by 27. 5:50 remains in this one. Trousdale quickly comes down. Donahoe misses a layup. Rebound. Taylor Strong. She gets it to Katie Arms. Arms to Harlan. Back now to Katie Arms. Katie to Taylor Strong. Strong at right block where she'll be fouled by White. Big matchup Friday night for Clay County here in Salina. The Pekin County Lady Bobcats coming to town. Anxious to know a score. They're battling it out in Burnstown with Lamar Rogers and his Lady Buffaloes. Taylor Strong hits the first free throw. We beat Clark Range here in Salina. Pickett lost to Clark Range in Clark Range. We lost to Burnstown in Burnstown. Each of those matchups, the home team won it, so it'll be interesting tonight to see if Pickett can continue the home dominance out of the Big Three in the girls' District 6A. Taylor Strong hit both of those free throws. Thomas, that right?
She did, Daniel. She's up to 15 on the night.
Trousdale with the basketball. Ball's at left wing in the hands of Garrett. She gives it up to Donahoe. Donahoe drives, defended by Taylor Strong. Good defensive pressure, forces a missed shot. Kenzie Arms gets the rebound, gets Topas. Topas to Katie Arms. Katie Arms scores 14 for her in this one. Full timeout going to be taken. Actually, a 30-second. We'll be back after one ad. Clay County leads by 31.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here at Clay County High School, and the Lady Dogs lead 68-37. They're being led by Kenzie Arms with 24 points. Katie Arms has 12, and Taylor Strong, I'm sorry, Katie Arms 14, Kenzie Arms 26, and Taylor Strong 15.
Good offensive night for the seniors. We were told during the break there by the Trousdale cameraman that their lead senior player, Shelby Jane Petty, had committed to go down to a junior college in Alabama to play some basketball, Shelton State, I believe he said it was, down close to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 5 minutes remains in this one. Clay County in front by 31. 68-37. Lady Jackets with the basketball. Donahoe, right wing, passes off to her sister. That Donahoe passes off to Belcher. She drives. She'll be fouled by Katie Arms and go to the line. Claire Belcher, the sophomore. Eliza Jenkins comes back to the scorer's table. Boys action coming up after this one. Going to be another District 6A dandy on the boys' side. Clay County 9-0 in district play, 20-2 overall. Sets atop the standings. They're going to be taking on the tied for third place. Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, Coach Sims, a team that's 10-12 overall on the boys' side. However, since we beat them in that one possession game back before Christmas, Trousdale are 8-3.
Yeah, you watch their scores, and I don't understand their scores. You know, they beat Red Bull in 30, and then they get beat by Gordonsville or somebody by 20 or 30.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand that. So I don't know what to expect tonight. And I thought Gordonsville really play our boys tough other night, but that ended up being a pretty easy game, really.
Yeah. Clay County with possession of the basketball. Taylor Strong drives down. She'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Chloe Donahoe called for the personal. Trailsdale County at that point in time had not, I don't know how many of their football players participate in basketball, but when we met them in Hartsville, we just, they had just got those guys.
They've got two or three, I think, that play a lot. At least that means.
Baines, the quarterback for them.
Maybe more, but.
He didn't have the game he's capable of having down there, either, as far as shooting goes. And you can kind of see some of that lag from football season for sure as they made that state title run and almost pulled it off.
Taylor Strong hits the second. I believe she missed the first. Was it 67-38 going into that, Thomas? Or 68-38?
68, so she made one.
She hits one. 69-38 currently the score. Clay County in front by 31. Also note in that pre-Christmas action between the boys, Gavin Silk was out with strep throat. He didn't play on our boys' side, so it's going to be an interesting one coming up after this one. We see Petty go and score two more. Four Trousdale, Covis quickly tried to get into Kenzie Arms, and that pass stolen. And a foul's going to be called against Clay County's Taylor Strong. 3:48 left in this one. Clay County comfortably in front by 29 points, 69-40. Neither team has subbed yet. Donahoe at the line. Misses the first. It was 1-1, so she does not get to shoot a second. Copas with the rebound. Coach Sims, you mentioned during Tipsy's take before the game started how down at Hartsville, once we substituted, as we see Coach Walker start to now, that Coach Hawkins for Trousdale, even though he was down by 30 points or so at the time, started pressing at that point to get some points and close it back down. Be interesting to see what he does with his starters in just a moment. Two more for Petty.
Yeah, we'll see. I think Matt made his feelings known to him after that game, so he may take that into account. Hopefully he will.
Maddie Harlan knocks out a three from left wing. 3 minutes remain, 30 points the difference. Shot now, we do have four Clay County Lady Bulldogs sitting at the scores table waiting to enter the contest. Might have to use a timeout to make it happen. We'll have to see here. It's Copas drives, and she scores. Two more for Rachel. Copas may end up getting into double digits herself. I think she has eight.
She's there, Daniel, with 10.
Trousdale calls the full timeout. We're going to have substitutions coming after this. 2:37 remains. Clay County in front of 32.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Biostyne Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back to action in the conclusion of this game. 2.5 minutes remain on the floor for Clay County. Marley Ashlock, Hannah Raines, Eliza Jenkins, Zoe Hayes, and Madison Beasley. Eliza Jenkins at left block. Shots up. No good. She's fouled, though. She'll go to the line to shoot two. And I see 32 points the difference. If we get to 35, the clock will continuously run. There is only 2:17 remaining, though. And that's only in fourth quarter action.
All right.
Now, with the starters out of this ball game, we were 2 points shy. Maddie Harlan's got eight of having all five starters in double figures, guy.
Wow. Against a Lady Yellow Jacket team that came in here to play tonight. Don't forget, it was 14-14 at the end of one. 2:15 remains in this one. Jenkins hit one of those. 75-42 now the score. Trousdale now. Kevin Donahue scores. 2-for-1 for them. Zoe Hayes crosses the timeline. She runs the point. Very excited about her career here as Lady Bulldog. She saw some time here as a freshman and will likely be a starter next year. Had a rain spell. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. Jenkins has played a lot. She's the sixth player on this squad. Marty Ashcock also on the floor. She's a sophomore. She's also saw a lot of time. We know her ability to score from the outside, especially as a three-point shooter. Also a sophomore, Madison Beasley, as Raines hits the first. Beasley a good defender. So a good core group that'll be returning for Coach Sims after he, not Coach Sims, for Coach Walker, after he loses these three seniors. Jenkins, Raines, I'm sorry, hits both of those. 77-44, Clay County out in front by 33, and a three-point shot taken and hit now by the freshman for Trousdale. She's going to be around for three more years. Kaylin Donahue, she's a good player. Marty Ashlock, right wing, goes to Eliza Jenkins, top of the key. Jenkins drives, her shot blocked by Petty, the senior, who's still in for Trousdale. Petty now at the top of the key, directing her teammates. She wants to drive, kicks it out to Donahue. Donahue fires from right wing. No good on that three-pointer. Rebound had a range. Rain someone else who will play a lot next year on the post. I think a travel call and a timeout call, too. We'll have to see if Clay County maintains possession. We'll go ahead and stay with you here, Thomas. Go ahead.
I just think, Coach Walker just called it to get the substitute.
Yeah,
that's
the reason he called it.
Minutes ago.
We see Cherokee Upton now on the floor along with Abby Eads, Zoe Hayes, Lauren Weaver going to check into the contest. Cherokee Upton's made the most of her time this year. Usually fires a few three-pointers while she's in the game, and she's knocked down several. Actually got into double digits on a Saturday night against Cumberland County, Kentucky a few weeks ago.
She's not shy about pulling the trigger, and deservedly so. I mean, she's a scorer, guys, and we're going to need her down the road to make some of those for sure.
Upton inbound. It's worked into Beasley. Beasley now to Hayes. Hayes back to Upton. She fires on three.
And hits it.
She can do it. Knocks down the basket, does Cherokee Upton. Under 1 minute to play now here at Clay County High School. Lady Dogs out in front by 33. Trousdale with the ball, missed layup. Onto the floor go several players for the loose ball and a jump ball. Call possession arrow in favor of Trousdale. Donahoe will inbound from beneath the Lady Jacket basket. Ball's worked in. Donahoe gets it back. She's behind the arc. Passes off to Belcher. Belcher defended by Beasley. Gets it back to Donahoe. Donahoe kicks it across court to Brown. Brown under a lot of pressure, and a foul's going to be called. Upton picks up that personal foul. Time stops here for free throws. 33 seconds remain.
Kind of what we want to see here, Coach. You know, Clay County pulling away when they need to and tuning up for that big showdown
right.
Friday night.
Yeah, we can put 80 on the board Friday night. I think we'd get a win.
I think you're right.
Thomas, I saw you on Coach T earlier as that free throw was hit. Did you ever see a score?
No update there, Daniel.
Hard to get live basketball scores. Football's not hard. Basketball just don't have much. Gotta wait till it's over.
Yeah, most people are not going to call them in until I don't know how they get a halftime score when they do. But
under 30 seconds to play here as Belcher missed that second one. Clay County back in possession, Upton with it. Right corner gives it up to Hayes. Hayes drives inside, shots up, no good. She fouled, though. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Lots of fouls being called here in the closing minutes. Nice to see these young players getting an honest chance to score. And when they are fouled, go to the line to shoot, though. The freshman point guard releases the first and misses it. Hayes gets another. That shot's away. Hits it. 81-48 the score. Clay County going to get to 19-5 on the season. And I guess 9-1 now in district play with tonight's win. Hayes comes up with a steal. Her and Beasley hook up for that. Beasley has it. Under 10 seconds to play. She's at right wing. Gives it up to Hayes. Hayes drives. 5 seconds. Beasley fires a three. No good. Shot back up. No good. Buzzer sounds. This one's over. Clay County ends up with a cakewalk. 81-48 over the visiting Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets. We'll put some stats together. Come back to a quick postgame show. Stay with us, Mort.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back here live at Clay County High School. Lady Bulldogs, big winners tonight. 81-48 over the visiting Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets. 14-14 at the end of one, Coach Sims. Got out of hand, though.
Well, kind of a game, but I'm kind of glad it stayed close for a little while because, you know, it wasn't a game we just come out here and just manhandle them and just, you know, outscore them 20-0 in the first quarter like we have a few games. You know, it was tied at the end of one and, you know, halfway through the second quarter, it's still like a 2 or 4 point game. Then all of a sudden, man, we started clicking and they started missing. And by halftime, you know, we're out to 20 and it's, you know, second half, it was about even up. We outscored them maybe 8 or 10, but yeah, I thought it was a really good game, especially after the game against Gordonsville the other night where we didn't play real great, and they played really good.
Well, you talk about that second quarter run, 20-0 run for Clay County midway through. It ended up outscoring them 30-11 during that second quarter. That's the dominance we expected to come out. And like you say, you mentioned in Tipsy's take how we needed to come out and kind of fire on all cylinders, do a lot of things the right way to get ready for Pickett County Friday. Did you see what you wanted to out of them in that regard about preparing for Friday's game?
Yeah, I think so. We got good balance. You know, Katie hit some shots. Rachel hit some shots. Maddie did. And Taylor, what'd she end up with?
Taylor ended up with 16.
16. I mean, that's not her average, but, you know, used to, if I played a box of one on somebody, if they got 16, I would be ticked.
Right.
If I played a box of one on somebody, I don't want them scoring maybe none or two or three or four, you know, not 16. So, you know, even though they probably did a pretty decent job, she still got a bunch of points. You know, she had to work for them, but it's been like that a lot of games this year. She does a really good job, and, of course, Kenzie's come out hot there at the start, and She had like 20 by halftime or something, hit everything she threw up there for a while, but you know, I thought it was a good win.
Well, that certainly was a high-scoring game. We ended up on the sad side of things, leading the way for Trousdale County with 22 points was their senior, Shelby Kane Petty. Then we saw Kaylin Donahoe with 10, Claire Belcher with 8, Coy Donahoe with 4, Josie Garrett with 3, Kenley Brown with 1. That wrapped up Trousdale scoring. On the Clay County side, Thomas talked about it. We ended up with 4 different girls in double digits. We were led by Kenzie Arms with 26. Taylor Strong then added 16. Katie Arms, a great night, with 14. Then came Rachel Copas with 10. Maddie Harlan with 8. Solid night for her. Cherokee Upton came in and added 3. Hannah Raines added 2. Eliza Jenkins added 1. And Zoe Hayes added 1. 81-48, the final. Clay County gets to 19-5 overall on the year, 9-1 in District 6A play. We'll come back and get set for this boys' action that's about to come underway.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else. But at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way,
your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back here at Clay County High School. About 5 minutes and 40 seconds until the starting lineups are announced between these boys' contests. We just saw the girls win theirs by a final score of 81 to 48. We'll go ahead and do the District 6A boys' update here at halftime. First place in the district, Clay County, 20-2 overall, 9-0 in district play. Tonight they do host Trousdale County. We're about to call that one. Second place, Monterey, 18-6 overall, 7-2 in district play. Tonight they play host to Gordonsville. Two teams tied for third. Gordonsville, 12-8 overall, 5-4 in district play. Tonight they're at Monterey. Other team tied for third. Right here in front of us at Clay County High School, Trousdale County, 10-12 overall, 5-4 in district play. This is a team that we beat them in Hartsville on one possession earlier this year. Since then, Trousdale have gone 8-3. They're on a pretty strong run. Fifth place in the district, Redbourne Springs, 16-7 overall, 3-5 in district play. Tonight, they are at Jackson County. Sixth place, Clark Range, 10-12 overall, 3-6 in district play. Tonight they are at Pika County. Seventh place, Jackson County, 8-14 overall, 2-7 in district play. Tonight they host Redbourne Springs. And finally, eighth place, Pika County, 9-11 overall, 1-7 in district play. Tonight they host Clark Range. Head coach Rob Edwards and his team ranked third in the AP poll statewide. They have a big target on their back, and Trousdale County coming into this one tonight seeking revenge, as I mentioned, for that loss that they had back in Hartsville earlier this year. Final score of that contest was Clay County 62, Trousdale 59. Gavin Silk was out that night and didn't play for Clay County. Trousdale just hadn't got back any football players that they may have on their roster, though, so neither team at that point was truly at its full potential. Tonight, I know of neither team having injury or illness on either side. We should see a great effort here. We'll quickly go back and rehash a little bit of our Battle Bulldog history about this series that we shared. This is the, 14th meeting in the last decade between these two schools. Clay County has a 12-1 record against the Yellow Jackets during those prior 13 contests. We do have currently a one-game winning streak in the series against Trousdale. We lost to them at the second contest last year, pretty much a year ago to this date, down in Hartsville. We beat them down there earlier this year, like I say, 62-59, the tie in that one. We're going to go ahead, even though I'm at the table by myself at this point in time, and do the full coverage final word that's brought to us by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. This is our final thoughts before tip-off. I see former head coach Thomas Watson coming up the stairs now, and also my analyst and partner up here, Thomas Weaver. So we'll have them for the full coverage final word. It'll be a little bit of a short one. They'll have to be fast. I was fixing to try to go into this on my own, and I'm very thankful that they have returned. So let's go ahead and do that full coverage final word now that the tardy Thomases have joined the table.
The Dogs have to be on their toes early, because last time they let the super athletic Trousdale County team get up on them. And they led nearly the entire game, if you'll remember, Coach.
Yes.
They gave the Jackets the confidence they needed to kind of, you know, make it a game that night. Well, tonight I think we need to get off to a good start.
Right, we absolutely do, because, you know, they've got a pretty good ball club, and they've got some good size and some great athletes. Sometimes they get a little out of control, but other than that, they're a pretty good basketball team.
Coach Watson, did you have the privilege of making the trip down to Hartsville earlier in the season before Christmas and watching that game?
No, I didn't. I think I was tied up that for that ball game.
That certainly was one that was very close, kind of ended controversially depending on which side of the bleachers you were sitting.
Right.
I know the Hartsville fans felt that they didn't get a fair shake that night, and they're really looking forward to this contest. We'll go ahead and wrap up this full coverage. Final word, it was brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll bring you the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting lineups at this time. First of all, for the visiting Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, a senior, 00, Hayden Clark, senior, number 1, Kevont Baines, junior, number 2, Kobe Ford, junior, number 23, Tavares Claver, and sophomore, number 45, Cameron Rankins. Starting for Clay County, number 1, a junior, Jake Ashlock, number 2, a senior, Landon Woodcock, number 3, a senior, Heath Kimes, number 13, a senior, Gavin Silk, and number 21, a senior, B.J. Emerton. Those have been the boys starting lineups brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks, you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. Thomas, you have your cheerleader list handy tonight.
I do here somewhere, Daniel. If I can get through it, let's list these. There's 4 seniors on the cheerleading squad: Elizabeth Spivey, Antrice Jones, Carly Craig, and Katie Thomason. And there's 3 juniors: Leanne Smith, Abigail Collins, and Taylor Smith. Sophomores, Maggie Weir and Austin Weir. And freshmen, Anna Ray Collins, Tamara Smith, Zoe Seaver.
I got me some sweet water over here.
And longtime coaches, Stephen and Alana Chitwood. Those girls do a great job for us. They're out there right now getting this big crowd, if we've got in here, pumped up tonight. This is going to be a good one. Trousdale County's coming in with a chip on their shoulder, and Clay County's got to knock it off.
I'm expecting a good atmosphere for this one. The Trousdale fans, they tried to get vocal during that girls' contest, but because of the nature of the game, they didn't have a lot of momentum on their side. They wasn't able to do it. I expect this Trousdale crowd, who brought a good contingency up from Hartsville, to really get behind their boys here. You know the Clay County faithful always are. Right now, as the starting lineups have been announced, they're on their feet across the way. We're getting close to February, getting close to postseason. It's basketball time.
It is, Daniel, and we've talked about it over and over, Coach. Night in, night out. These are tough games in this district.
Yes, I mean, it's balanced. I mean, I know we've got some folks that hadn't won a bunch of ball games, but anybody's capable of beating anyone on any game this year.
I agree with that. And like Daniel said, these football players for Trousdale County kind of got in their groove. This is a big, physical team. We've got some linebackers out there, Coach.
You know, that's of course, Trousdale has always been a great football team. And how about a story from the past down there? They had a great basketball team one year with a guy named Reggie Harper on it, who played up at UT, a little defensive end, and started as an eighth grader. And they had a new basketball coach, and they went to basketball camp when he was a freshman. And he told he thought it would be a good idea if Reggie skipped football workouts to go to basketball camp. He didn't make it to the start of the season.
No, I'd say not.
Coach Satterfield sent him packing.
We'll definitely get into the history of these two programs during halftime a little bit with some of Coach Watson's memories. I know in 1974, right at the peak of your time, they had a real good team. So we'll talk about that at halftime. And we're ready for action here at Clay County High School between Trousdale and the Bulldogs. Ashlock steps in to tip off with Hayden Clark. Clay County does control possession. They'll travel right to left during this opening half of play. Trousdale will be going from left to right. Heath Kimes runs the point. He's a staple in the lineup for Clay County, has been for several years. He'll be defended at this point in time by Kevont Maines. A great matchup that's going to be tonight. Right wing down to Woodcock inside to Gavin Silk. Back out to Jay Cashlock. He fires a three from left wing. No good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Gets it to Woodcock inside to Kimes. Kimes back outside to B.J. Emerson. And Clay County going to reset. Two really good-looking basketball teams here. Each team's got some length to them. A lot of athleticism and quickness. Going to be a great matchup. Kimes, right corner, feeds inside to Gavin Silk. Silk works in the paint. Shot's no good. Gets it on rebound. Back up. Get him two.
Got it. Good second effort.
Kobe Ford, the junior, was defending the big man, but Silk scored over the top of him.
I already can see that matchup. You know, Ford has got given up about 4 inches on Silk. I'd say Coach Evers is going to go to that one down low.
I agree. Trousdale gets on the board. Tavares Claiborne from right elbow knocks it down. 6:45 left in the first, tied up at two. Emerson fires from three, no good. Rebound Clark. Clark hands off to Baines. Baines now kicks it over to the fifth starter. We've not called his name yet. That's a sophomore, Rankins. Rankins to Clark. Clark in the corner to Ford. Tried to add a youth. Rankins. Rankins and Ford were not on the same page, though. Turnover.
You know, that's a name from my day, Daniel. Dale Rankins, who is Rankins' father, played in our time. Unfortunately, they had a great basketball team then, too. Put us out, ended our season twice.
Bulldogs with the basketball, Silk down low, defended by Ford. Shots up, two more for Gavin. He's got all the points for the Bulldogs early. 4-2 the score.
He's exerting his muscles down inside right now.
Well, there's not many times you see a shorter defender on Gavin Silk as Baines drains the three.
Baines shot that from about 8 feet behind the arc, and he nailed it quickly. Times to Emberton.
B.J. slipped off and got down the floor real quick.
He did. Emberton will hurt you in transition if you don't keep a man on him. 6-5 the score. Bulldogs in front. Ford with it for the Jackets. Left wing. Works inside to Claiborne. Claiborne shots up. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock hands to Kimes. Here he comes. He's quick. He's into the paint. Shots up. Give him two. Kimes set the tempo here early for Clay County. 8-5. And looks like this one's going to be a fast-paced effort from Rob Edwards and his squad.
Just straight up man defense on both ends, isn't it, Coach?
Yes, and they're picking up Kimes tonight. You know, with the last couple of ball games, we've watched people kind of slough off and give him a little room.
As Kimes showed at Gordonsville, he can't get into double digits, and the first foul of the contest is going to be called against Trousdale County. Number two, Kobe Ford, he was down there trying to defend and do wage war against Silk and got frustrated, and he commits offensive foul. Clay County taking back over.
As soon as I say that, it looks like Trousdale County drops back into 2-3, Coach.
Right.
Emberton, left corner, inside the Silk. Silk Dashlock, two more. That made it look easy.
Very easy.
4:45, the quick, concise, efficient ball movement by Clay County has Trousdale doubled up at this point, 5-10. Ford, right wing, defended by Kimes, goes to Rankins across the way, now inside to Claver, and he fires from free throw range, no good. Rebound, Heath Kimes, here he comes. 2-on-1 with him and Emerson. Emerson to the basket. Two more points.
Yes, sir.
Clay County.
Rewarded him once again.
7-point lead now, 12-5. And Coach Sleeper for Trousdale County wants a 30-second timeout. Stay with us.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here at Clay County High School, and the Dogs have a 12-5 early lead. Just the start we were looking for out of Clay County.
Absolutely, a good quick start.
Trousdale in possession of the basketball. 4:15 and ticking. Rankins, the sophomore, crosses the timeline, goes to Ford. Ford works inside to Claiborne. He's defended by Silk. Claiborne scores.
Used that height then.
He did. Claiborne, a junior, a solid player. Woodcock now fires a three from left wing. No good. Rebound, though, Jake Ashlock. His putback, no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Ford. Clay County's going to maintain possession.
I like the grit of Ashlock down there in the paint, guys. I think we saw where he had a a record high, 13 rebounds against Trousdale County. He's well on his way to that already tonight.
That's right. B.J. Emerson adds two more from right elbow. Not Jake's personal high on rebounds, but a single game high against the Yellow Jackets in case somebody mistakes that. I think his personal high gets up as high as 18 in a contest. Three-point shot taken in air ball by Rankins. Clay County going to take back over. We mentioned Woodcock firing on a three-pointer a minute ago, folks. He's hitting 36.8% from that distance this year. However, Jake Eschlock hits 39%, and he shoots several of them back there. We talk about Woodcock's abilities from behind the arc, but Eschlock just as deadly. Gavin Silk adds
once again.
And it wasn't because Trousdale gave it to him. Silk having to earn it.
Is he in double figures already?
Getting close, Coach. He got six, and so does Emerson.
16-7, the score. Clay County leads by nine. Personal foul being called against Heath Kimes, his first, Clay County's first. Each team with one foul. Substitutions now for both teams. Mason Sharp comes in. Landon Woodcock sets down, and we see some substitutes also enter the fray for Trousdale. Thomas, I need a name on number 35, if you have one.
35, Trent Ferris.
2 points down here, scored by Kobe Ford for Trousdale. Draws his team back. 7 points the difference now. Clay County with the basketball. It was knocked out of bounds by Baines. Clay County going to maintain possession. Trent Ferris. I'll get that wrote down. Sharp inbound, gets it to Eschlock. Eschlock to Silk. Silk to Kimes. Kimes drives. He's in the paint. Defended by Claiborne. Shots up no good. Rebound by Ferris. And Trousdale fans want a foul against Silk. It did appear he went over the back. No whistles blow, though. Ford with it. Top of the key for the Yellow Jackets. Drives into the paint. He's at right elbow. He's at right block. Hits a charge. He knocks B.J. Emerson to the floor. And the personal foul being assessed against Kobe Ford, his second in the contest. He comes to the bench. Rankins back in for him.
Ford had a big game against us down in Hartsville, guys. I don't remember a point total. Of course, I wasn't keeping up with them at that point for the newspaper, but he had a big game inside against us for them to build that lead. He's on the bench now.
16-9 the score. 2:15 remains in this opening quarter. Eschlock adds two more to his tally, showing he can get it done down on the post.
A good spin move.
2:05 remains. Rankins crosses the timeline. Feeds it over to Stafford. Stafford now inside the pass.
We got a walk.
His foot slid
off. Yeah.
Kind of did the moonwalk there and was called for the infraction. Woodcock now pressing issue for Clay County. Ball was embedded in him. He's quickly across the timeline. He's at right wing, defended by Claiborne. Gives up to Sharp. Sharp to Gavin Silk. Gavin to his brother Gunner. Gunner fires a three. Give it to him. The assist from big brother to little brother.
Great looking shot. No hesitation.
Gavin Silk really putting together a nice sophomore year. Gained confidence. He was already a great defender. He's established himself as a confident scorer on offense.
He has, and that's Gunner, Daniel. He's
Gunner.
Gavin.
But he has done a great job and pretty much single-handedly ripped that six-man position away from several players.
And here we are. Trousdale's missed a couple of attempts. However, they pulled down their own rebounds, and they miss a three-pointer. Does Baines another jacket rebound, though. And it's called a carry.
Ain't seen that in a long time.
Number 21, Houston Stafford, got his palm underneath the basketball, turned it over. And Trousdale going to give it over to Clay County here. A minute remains in the first quarter. Clay County with an early 12-point lead, 21-9. They look to maintain that lead going into the second. Gunner Silk, defended by Baines. Baines, the senior, the quarterback for the Trousdale Jackets in football. And I think an all-state double-A football player, if I'm not mistaken.
If he's not, he should be. He was the drive behind that Trousdale County team on the gridiron. There's no doubt about it.
Another fine season for them. 30 seconds now. Clay County's run off 30 seconds, and they're looking to run it all the way down, have this last shot. Gunner Silk defended by Claiborne. He gives off to Mason Sharp. Sharp back to Gunner. Gunner back to Mason. 15 seconds remain. On the 4-4 Clay County, Gunner Silk, Gavin Silk, Landon Woodcock, Jay Cashock, and Mason Sharp. 10 seconds remain. Sharp, right wing. Now to Ashlock. Inside to Gavin Silk. 5 seconds. Silk shots up. Good. Desperation three-pointer away. No good. By Baines. And then to one. Clay County with a healthy 14-point lead. 23-9. Stay with us.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here for second quarter action. Clay County in front by 14 points, 23-9. Rankins with it for the Yellow Jackets at left wing. He's defended by Woodcock. Tries to work inside to Clark. Can't get it to him. Kicks it across to Stafford. Stafford to Claiborne. He tried to feed Clark. Landon Woodcock said, no, sir. Stole that pass away. He does feed Jake Ashlock, though. Ashlock's shot, no good. Rebound, Rankins. Rankins quickly across the timeline. He's at the right elbow, right block. Shots up, no good. Rebound, B.J. Hampton. Now it's a two-on-one. Kimes and Sharp. Sharp's layup up. Good. Left-handed layup.
Good left-handed layup.
7:20. Two really good basketball teams pushing hard here. 25-9 the score. Clay County in front by 16. Rankins, a sophomore, good size body, good ball handler. I like his abilities on the floor. He's at right wing, feeds it inside to Clark. Clark has it knocked away by Woodcock. However, the ball ended up going off the senior Yellow Jackets' leg, and it's Clay County basketball.
You know, talked about Rankin's father, Dale. He had to be one of the best players ever on the hardwood for Trousdale County. Led them in scoring that year, those 2 years during the mid to early 90s in my day. And also Mike Potts. They had a big guy inside. That's really good basketball team down in Trousdale County during that time. And Rankin's, the new Rankin's here, he got some size that his dad didn't have.
Mason Sharp misses a three-pointer. Clay County back, or not Clay County, Trousdale County back in possession. We see Baines assert himself.
That's
underhanded
shot.
Reverse layup. 25-11 the score. Clay County back with it. Woodcock drives left baseline, gets to the hoop. He fouled. Shot was so good, Randall to go to the line to shoot two. We see that Woodcock is a 81% free throw shooter. From the line, the highest percentage of any of the boys or girls team, for that matter, from that mark. Oh, hang on. Gavin Silk is an 89% shooter from the line. I said it at Gordonsville last week. I bet he actually bested Woodcock there. He does. 89% Gavin Silk from the line as we see Woodcock hit the first.
That's a pretty good touch, isn't it?
It is. And the second also hit by Woodcock. I think the state record on free throw percentage for a season is like 93, Silks, within the distance of that. I believe Wes Grace, a former Redborn Springs player, holds it. Rankins misses his three-point attempt. Rebound, Woodcock. Woodcock hit both of those free throws, by the way.
I believe Wes was a good Clay County boy, wasn't he?
Yeah. He went to Herman Springs School, lived out in Herman Springs, never attended high school, though. in Hermitage Springs.
I think his mother was my manager one year.
Yes, Miss Joan Donaldson.
Yeah.
Tell you what I like about this. You know, we talk about how physical Trousdale County is. Well, guess what? Clay County's playing that way, too, tonight. You think about Landon Wilcott being an outside shooter. He's driving the paint, taking the harm, finishing down here on this end, battling for rebounds. I like what I see out of Clay County so far.
I do, too. And Woodcock elevated to a point I've never seen him get to. His head was close to the rim on that last attempt. Clay County with the basketball after the Jackets had a miss. Kimes, top of the key, goes to Emerson right wing. Back now to Kimes. Kimes into the paint, kicks it out to Woodcock, fires the three. No, sir. Rebound, though, he's Kimes. Kimes spins in the paint. 6 feet away, jumper's no good. Still keeps it alive. Rebound by the big fella. Gavin back up. Has the ball knocked away by Baines. Baines across the timeline for Trousdale. 10-foot jumper, good.
That's a good pull-up jumper.
Yeah, it was. Baines, a very, very good basketball player. Trousdale County calling a full timeout. They have Drew back within 14 points. Current score, Clay County 27, Trousdale 13.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is
5:03 remains here in the second quarter. Heath Kimes, down by Fort Clay County, full court pressure being applied by Trousdale. He gets it into Ashok. Ashok back to Heath Kimes. Now back to Ashok. Clay County beats the press, gets across the timeline. Silk with it. Tried to go to Emberton, however, it was knocked away by Claiborne. Claiborne, his momentum carried him out of bounds. Clay County going to have the basketball. They'll be inbounding from in front of Trousdale County's bench. 27-13 the score. Ball's inbounded to Kimes. He's at the top of the key, defended by Baines. Picks up the dribble. Gets it to Gavin Silk. Silk puts it on the floor. He drives. Shot's blocked by Ford. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County going to maintain the possession.
Good play by Ford right there. You know, we talked about Silk having the advantage
That's
inside.
That's good defense.
Ford's athletic for his size.
Ford Jr., an experienced player. I think he started for him last year. And we see a rare miss from Silk on the inside, rebounded by the Yellow Jackets. It's Ford, drives all the way down. He can't convert. Tried to do a little too much.
Yes, he did. He had a good easy layup.
Kimes with it, behind the arc, right wing. I think it takes Heath every bit of maybe a second and a half to go from one baseline to the other. He quickly came down, set it up for Clay County. B.J. Emerson now has it, top of the key, defended by Baines. Goes left wing to Sharp. Sharp inside to Silk at high post. Fires from the free throw line. Misses. Rebound forward. 27-13, your score. Under 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 3:50 and ticking on the clock. Claiborne, left block, defended by Silk. Shot's up good.
That's a good shot.
Gavin does not have a height advantage there. When he stays straight up, Claiborne's able to score over him, though. Kimes, top of the key for Clay County. Works inside to Silk. Back out to Emberton, now to Kimes. Clay County resets. Ashok, left wing, drives into the paint, kicks it to Silk. Gavin Silk missed an uncontested point blank from the right box shot. Something I don't know that I've ever seen. He certainly did then, though.
It's about four in a row he's missed, Daniel. Just struggling a little bit right now.
A rare thing. Trousdale back in possession. Claiborne in the paint, kicks it outside to the big man, Clark. He fires from three, no good. Rebound, Jake Ashok. Ashok crosses the timeline. Things have gotten slowed to a lull here as we see Ashok drive blocking foul call against Claiborne. Claiborne better be cautious with some of those facial reactions he has to these officials' calls. He showed he didn't like that too much. 12 points the margin right now. Clay County is in front, 27-15. Neither team has scored in the last couple minutes of game time. Finally, another point for Clay County, the White Sox scores. Ashrock releases the second. No good. Rebound Baines. Clay County begging Trousdale to stay in this one. Not putting them away here early. Baines defended by Kimes. Kimes is on him. We could see a 5-second count here. Yes! Heath Kimes. He's doing it every night, folks. Another 5-second call. Baines curious what happened. I'd be willing to say he's never had that happen to him in his life, but guess what? Heath Kimes did it then.
Kimes can do it to anybody. If you can do it to Baines, you're pretty daggone good, because Baines is probably the most athletic player we've seen so far this season.
Heath Kimes, absolutely the quickest feet I've ever seen of a Clay County basketball player. An assist for Kimes. We're talking about him. He comes down and feeds B.J. Yermerton. Emerson scores from left block. Now Baines comes down, fires a three-pointer for Trousdale. 2:05 remaining here in the first half, and we're going to have a foul against Clay County. Jake Ashock's number one. Jake Ashock, that is. It is his first. Clay County in front, 30-15. Baines fires another three. No good. Woodcock trying to pull down the rebound. Had it knocked out of his hands by Clark. Clay County going to maintain possession. Trousdale fans curious why Bulldogs are getting the ball, and I am too, honestly. All I know is Clark had it knocked out. It looked like it was off the hands of Woodcock. Either way, Clay County with the basketball. Woodcock gets to the basket with a nice spin move, cannot connect though on the shot.
You know, as Trousdale County kind of slicing into this one a little bit, guys, it's getting chippy down there. You see Kimes defending the much larger Clark right there and forces the turnover with a travel.
Minute 35 left here in the second quarter. Clay County in front by 15, 32-15. Sharp with it, left wing, kicks it to Kimes.
Mismatch underneath with Ashlock.
Yes, and it's been recognized in a charge call.
Oh, man.
Nice job by Landon Carver. They ended up, Carver and Clark got switched. We had the 6'5", 6'6" guy guarding Kimes, and we had a 5'6" guy guarding Ashlock.
We did.
He got a little over-anxious.
He did.
He got over-anxious, dropped the shoulder, and nice acting job there, too.
He had to bend over a long way to hit him with his shoulder.
He did.
Carver, very, very good play by the Yellow Jacket subs. As we see Carver come in with a windmill-type layup, and he missed it because of the fanciness of his layup attempt. Woodcock pulls down the rebound, comes to the other end. His shot no good. Mason Sharp with the rebound, loses the ball. Kimes picks it up. His shot no good. Baines now with the rebound, one-on-one. Baines against Emberton. Emberton, nice defense, forces Baines with a wild shot. This thing's got crazy in the second quarter, guys. And Baines hits a three-pointer. Both teams, sloppy ball handling,
yeah.
Sloppy shot attempts. Neither team up to the last three-point shot that Baines just hit. He's taking a good shot the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's time to get this one into the half, guys. Under 30 seconds here, and Kimes is going to kill it.
30-18 the score. I apologize. We've had a bit of a hectic call these last few minutes, but we've been seeing a hectic game. And another 5-second call. Heath Kimes
got him this time.
That's right. Baines returns the favor to Kimes. Kimes was dribbling, didn't realize what was going on. Baines crept up to him and stood there.
You know, I've seen some Euro steps. I think I've seen a couple of Euro-Asian steps tonight. They're a couple of steps further than the Euro.
10.7 seconds here on this second quarter clock. Trousdale County going to have a last attempt at it. Coach Edwards telling his team to Tighten up here. Play some good defense to close this one out. Carr tags it right wing. Gives it to Baines. He's defended by Gunner Silk. Baines kicks it across to number 10. He fires the three. No good. That was Carver. And we're going to go into halftime. First quarter was all Clay County. We had a huge lead to end one. Sloppy second quarter leaves us with only a 12-point lead, 30-18 here at halftime. Stay with us. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here at Clay County High School, and Clay County leads Trousdale County 30-18 here at halftime. They got off to a good start, did the Bulldogs, and led 23-9 at the end of the first quarter. And then the second stanza was anemic. Only scored 7 points for Clay County and 9 for the Yellow Jackets for your halftime total of 30-18. Clay County leads by 12. For Trousdale County, Kevon Baines leads the way with 10 points. Kobe Ford has 2, and Tavarius Claiborne has 6 for Clay County. We have several on the board. Gunner Silt with 3. Mason Sharp has 2. Heath Kimes has 2. Landon Woodcock 2. Jake Ashlock 5. And both Gavin Silk and B.J. Emerton have 8. Here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 30-18 at halftime. Stay with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We're back here at halftime of this boys' contest. Clay County in front by 12, 30-18. I certainly hope we see a lot more cohesive game played in front of us as we resume third quarter action here in a few minutes. Got kind of sloppy there in the second. Clay County were leaders at the end of 1-23-9, and we only scored 7 points in that second quarter to lead 30-18 here at the half. Coach Watson, Trousdale County, certainly a program that is known for their football teams over the years. I know you shared a story there coming into the break. They have made two state tournament appearances in basketball. Those came in 1974 and most recently in 2003. Share some memories that you have of Trousdale County from your coaching years.
I think the one in 74, they came into the regional tournament in the opposite bracket from us, and there was a little school in there then, Webb, little private school down below Nashville, and they had recruited a kid out of Texas who'd averaged about 40 points a ball game.
Wow.
And they put us out of the regional tournament 2 years in a row when we had some excellent, excellent basketball teams, which, you know, kind of opened it up. But that they were really, really good. And like I mentioned a minute ago, a guy named Reggie Harper, who was an All-American football player at UT as a defensive end. And when we first scheduled them, we found out that Reggie didn't play on Saturday night. So we played him 2 times a year and tried to schedule one on Saturday night every year. But they had some tremendous basketball teams along with the football team. You know, a good athlete is a good athlete.
Right.
And they of course, like I said, back in those days, they would have probably won some state tournaments if more emphasis had been placed on the basketball. But
of course, the Satterfields, you can't talk about Trousdale County without mentioning the late Jim B. Satterfield and his son, Clint Satterfield, who's the current director of schools. Both of them longtime head coaches at Trousdale County in the football division. I guess there was a span of over 40 years where only father and son had the reins of that program.
Yeah.
Nobody else had any say-so when it came to Trousdale County football and pretty much sports in general. Then those guys, I know Jim went on to be director of schools just like his son currently is now. And the Satterfields certainly a name that are synonymous with Trousdale County.
Yes, you know, and another legendary coach that was coaching when I first started was Turney Ford, who coached a number of years down at Smith County. And I think he maybe was a four-sport letterman down at Vanderbilt. I think he's in numerous coaching Hall of Fames, playing Hall of Fames.
a tremendous, tremendous high school coach.
I know.
That, I think he outgrew, they said the game passed him by down at Smith County, so he went up to Trousdale County.
Yeah.
And won state tournaments and went to the state tournament in basketball.
Well, the football field at Gordonsville High School is Turney Ford Field.
Yes, it is.
Named after
a tremendous gentleman.
Absolutely. A lot of history there. This is a matchup that we've not seen a lot in the last decade here between these two teams, only the 14th time that they're meeting in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Trousdale now in the district. They have been, this is the second year. We're just a region foe prior to that.
Yes, and Coach Ford gave me some of the best advice any coach ever gave me when I first started coaching. He said, Coach, go home every afternoon before a ball game, take you an hour nap and wake up and eat a good supper and go to ball game.
Pretty sound advice.
I tried to do that as much as I could.
We are set for second half action here. We'll see if Clay County can pick it up how they played the first quarter, if they're going to pick it up how they played the second quarter. Gavin Silk on the inside. Shots up, no good. Got his own rebound back up. Ball was knocked away from him. He recollects the basketball. Kicks it out. He comes it right wing. Comes to Emberton. Emberton now to Ashlock. Ashlock to Woodcock. Ball out at left wing in Landon's hands. He wants to reset the offense for Clay County. Landon hands off to Heath. 7.5 minutes left here in this third quarter. As we said, 30-18 the score. Kimes had a shot attempt that was swatted out of bounds by Baines. And Clay County going to maintain possession.
A little shoulder shrug there from Kimes between Baines and bumping noggins a little
bit. This Trousdale bunch has got their shoulders perked up again. They got their heads up, their chins up, like they're getting ready to do something this half maybe.
Well, as we mentioned, Trousdale coming into tonight are 12-10 overall. However, they have won 8 of their last 10 contests and have been on a bit of a roll here lately. Kimes inbounds. It's swatted back out of bounds again. He'll try another time.
I'll tell you something, just looking at the first half numbers, guy. One made three-pointer for Clay County, and that came from Gunner Silk. Woodcock's not getting even loose on the outside. He had one look, I remember he missed, but not many more from Clay County. No Mason Sharp. You know, Sharp had 20 points, made about 4 3-pointers down there in Hartsville. No looks tonight.
Clay County is a team this year only shooting 30% from behind the arc. As we see Trousdale take back over, Clay County couldn't score there. The Jackets ended up stealing it from them. They miss a shot, does forward, rebound Landon Woodcock. Woodcock drives across the timeline. He's at right wing. Woodcock looks a little frustrated with that lack of offensive
efficiency. Yeah, he got away with one there.
Yeah, a bit of a charge.
Yeah.
Woodcock, right wing, defended by Ford, swings it around the Silk. Silk to Emberton, Emberton to Kimes. Kimes wanted to go inside Dashlock, couldn't do it, though. Ball's back in Gavin Silk's hands. He goes to Kimes, who's a cutter on the play. His shot blocked out of bounds. The height of the Trousdale County post players keeping Kimes' shots away from the rim.
They're giving him about a step and a half to get backing off and letting him turn the ball loose and then playing the ball after he turns it loose.
Kimes inbounds to Ashlock. Ashlock to Silk. Silk in the paint. Shots up
good.
Got
that one.
That's how we started the contest with Silk inside. That's how we start the second half. First points of the third quarter come with 6:10 and ticking on the clock. Clay County in front by 14, 32-18. Three-point shot taken by Clark. No good. Rebound to Ashlock. Ashlock to Woodcock. He crosses the timeline at left wing. Goes between the legs. Picks up the dribble. Dishes off to Ashlock. Ashlock to Kimes. Kimes to Emberton. Emberton out of Woodcock at right wing. Over to Ashlock at high post. Back out to Kimes. Fires a three. No, sir. Could not convert on that one. Gavin Silk trying to get the rebound. Knocks it out of bounds. Trails that with the basketball. Whistles blow. I think
we're
going to
reverse that one.
Yes. One official overturns it. Very interesting. The official on the baseline, who may be the same official we had at Redbone Springs, he had trouble that night with his directions, and I think we just saw the same thing again. Ball's inbounded. Foul on the floor.
Being from this area, I believe you got it right.
Yeah, that's right. Clay County to inbound. Woodcock beneath the basket.
Inbounds to Ashlock. Slow pace to this second half, much like the second quarter. Turnover. Claiborne steals it from Silt. Another turnover. Claiborne tried to feed forward. Ford couldn't hang on. The sloppy play continues. Coach Edwards cannot be pleased with this. Very uncharacteristic for his Bulldog squad, and he's up on the floor for one of the first times tonight, calling a play. Often content to let his players carry out and execute the offense, but not now. He's taking control. Emberton at half post, kicks it back out to Woodcock, top of the key. Ford defends him. Woodcock drives, gets to the hoop, scores. That's the line of Woodcock we know and love.
It's a good move.
4:55 left in the third. Clay County in front by 16, 34-18.
I'll tell you what we're seeing, guys. In the last quarter and a half, we haven't seen any transition baskets from Clay County. When they made that run and jumped out to that big lead in the first quarter, it was up and down the floor. I remember you commenting on it, Daniel. And granted, that comes from missed shots, but we've had those. I don't know if Trousdale's getting the rebound, slowing us down. They're doing a good job defensively here. We've got to get out on the move, get the break going again.
We do. I agree. Timeout has been taken on the floor. We'll stay with you. It is a full timeout. 16 points the lead for Clay County. Low scoring affair for Trousdale in particular. Only 18 at this point.
Yeah, both teams are really trying hard. It seems like nothing's falling right for either team. And thank goodness we built that early lead. And
that's true. The effort's there. This is not a game that's being played lazily by either squad.
No.
Just a lot of sloppy ball handling. We've seen unforced errors on both teams. And what we've also seen is a lot of missed shots. We talked about Gavin Silk in the paint. Now, granted, he's being well defended. He's fighting through defenders each and every time that he has the basketball, other than the one-point blank one that we chronicled in the first half. But shots just not falling. Clay County with possession. We're back underway. 4:45 and ticking in the third. Kimes at the point. His team has a 16-point lead, 34-18. He hands off to Woodcock. Woodcock to Ashlock. Ashlock to Silk. Good defense by the Jackets. Forces another timeout. This time by Rob Edwards. It was a jump ball, and he got to it before the officials could. 4:38 remains in the third. We're going to go to break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
4:38 in the third. Clay County out front, 34-18. Kimes to inbound from the baseline. Works into Silk. Silk at left block. Shots up. No good, but he's fouled. Clark gets called for the foul. Gavin going to go to the line to shoot two. As we mentioned, according to statistics provided by Clay County assistant coach Andrew Meadows, Gavin Silk leads the way for all Clay County players with an 89% free throw percentage. And he misses that one. I shouldn't have commented on it, Thomas. You looked over at me and said, thanks, Daddy.
You jinxed him here.
No, I wasn't saying that. That's just kind of how it's been going for Gavin Silk here in the last, I don't know, what is it now, 12 minutes almost? Really don't see him miss two in a row.
He hit 40 in a row at a point earlier in the year. He misses two in a row here. Ford with the ball for the Jackets. They did get the rebound. He gives up to Claiborne. Claiborne drives against Silk. 2 points from the left block for Tavarius Claiborne.
That was a good, smooth finish to a shot.
This game's kind of shaping up similar to that Lady Bulldog game down in there in Gordonsville the other night, guys. You know, they're just letting Trousdale County hang around. They're going to make some shots here in a minute. I hope Clay County can, too.
Kimes made one then. Two
good
more
reaction
for his
from
squad.
Kimes. Good job.
Good elevation on the jump shot for Heath. Rankins with it. Top of the key. Goes to Claiborne. Claiborne inside the forward. Forward in the paint against Kimes. His shot's up. No good. Rebound by Rankins. Rankins tried to drive, but Kimes there to steal it from him. He comes across the timeline, loses his own ball, and goes out of bounds trying to save it. Ball goes to Trousdale's favor.
You're talking about bad bounces. This is a night of bad bounces for both teams, guys. I don't know if we're describing it well enough or not, but it, like you said, chaos. I'm not sure what you want to call it.
Hey, dick.
You know, it's turnovers back to back to back on every possession, seems like.
It is. I don't know that I've done a good job of describing it, but it's a very disjointed game. Trousdale with the basketball and a big play for them. We saw Houston Stafford at left block score, and he was fouled by Mason Sharp, the junior reserve for Clay County. Stafford goes to the line to try to convert the three-point play. Trousdale has climbed back to a 14-point deficit. Shots away by Stafford. Now a 13-point deficit. 36-23 the score. Woodcock brings it across the timeline for Clay County. He's at right wing, defended by Claver. Wants to drive. Claver cuts him off. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp shot from the
good
high
shot.
Post. Good. Mason, a definite smooth shooter, and he knocks it down there. 38-23 the score. Trousdale works inside to Claver, and he's well defended. Triple teamed, in fact. He scores anyway. Gunner still brings it across the timeline. On the floor for the Bulldogs, Ashlock, Sharp, both of the Silk boys, Woodcock. Ball knocked out of bounds by Claver. Clay County maintains possession. Emberton checks in for Gavin Silk.
Besides the turnovers, we're seeing, you know what, two, a trip down the floor, a deflection out of bounds, and an inbound play.
I guess it's just a great defensive effort, you know, in part by both teams. I still call it sloppy in some cases. Two more points for Clay County. Was that Ashlock? Ashlock adds two more for the Bulldogs, making it 40-25. Clay County does have a pretty comfortable 15-point lead, but the lack of solid play at this point brings things into question as we see a personal foul being called against the Bulldogs. It's going to go against Sharp, number 24. Two personals for Mason. Ford inbound from the baseline for Trousdale. He works into Rankins at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Stafford, now back to Rankins. Rankins, as I mentioned, a very good size sophomore. Looks like a much older player, but listed as a sophomore. Goes to Claver, the junior. He goes inside to Ford, shots up, no good, but he's fouled by Woodcock. And Ford will go to the line to shoot two. Three team fouls here in the third quarter against Clay County. 2-4 Trousdale. Ford's first one's up and good. Interestingly here, Trousdale only with one guy down to rebound a potential miss.
They've got confidence in that foul shooter, I guess.
Yeah, he hit it. Ford knocks down both. We see Ben Bailey come in for Clay County, first time on the contest. Heath Kynes also rejoins the fray. 2:02 remains here in the third quarter. Clay County in front by 13. 40-27 on the floor for the Bulldogs. Kynes, Ashlock, Bailey, Emberton, and Woodcock. A smaller lineup at this point. Kynes wants to drive. He's defended by Stafford. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to Bailey. Bailey's defended by Ford. He quickly kicks it back to Kynes. Kynes drives again. Tries to get it to Bailey. Bailey couldn't hang on. Ford comes up with a loose ball. He's going to have a free layup attempt. Shots up. No good. Some of the wild shots that Trousdale takes, we see Ford come down there, and instead of going with a traditional layup delivery, kind of double pumped it, had it at his chest. And, you know, I think that...
just come down there and lay it up.
Yeah, that strange delivery, I believe, is why he missed the shot. He's at the line to shoot two, though. He knocked down two a minute ago, and he hits his first here. Baines has not been in the contest in several minutes for Trousdale. I assume that he's healthy. I don't know that I see him on the bench, though.
He's back in behind here. I think he had some kind of issue when he came out. He walked over behind, and I think the trainer came over and looked at him, I think.
That definitely is a negative for Coach Ryan Sleeper and his Yellow Jacket team. Baines, probably their best basketball player. 40-28 the score. Ford hit the second as well. Kimes with it. Right wing. Drives into the paint. Defended by Rankins. Kicks it back out to Sharp. Sharp to Woodcock. Woodcock can't fire the three. Claver doing a good job on him. Woodcock has it again. Gets one off. Give it to him.
Finally.
Woodcock
got a good, clean look and put it in the hole.
15 points for lead again for Clay County after the Woodcock three, his first three-pointer of the contest. Woodcock only with a few points in this game. Under a minute to play now in the third. Stafford with it. Kicks it to Rankins. Rankins drives. He scores. Trousdale matching. When we play bad, they play bad. Yeah. When we score, they score. 38 seconds and ticking. Time's with it. Going to let some time tick off the clock here. 43-30 the score. Coach Edwards and his team trying to get to 21-2 on the year. 10-0 in district play.
We're going to see Ashlock take Clark one-on-one out top here, maybe.
Time's drives. 15 seconds on the clock. Goes to Empton. Make the catch. Shots up good. Count it. Claiborne fouls him. He goes to the line to try to convert.
No reason to go to Ashlock when Kimes gets a step, gets in the lane, and dishes the way he does, and Everton bring it right back to him. Give and go on that one, Daniel.
Nice play.
Great play. Great play.
Tiernan enters the contest for the first time for Clay County. 11.8 seconds remain in the third. Kimes at the line. Foul shots away. Misses it. Claiborne pulls down the rebound. 10 seconds. Crosses the timeline. He's at left wing. Gets it to Rankins. Rankins now fires a shot from just inside the arc. No good. Rebound Tiernan. Desperation. Three-pointer by Kimes. Almost found his mark from two-thirds length of the court. It's end up three. Clay County leads by 15. Stay with us for the fourth.
That would have probably made the highlights on the local news.
Sometimes you need people you trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know.
Yeah.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
We return here to Clay County High School for fourth quarter action. 15 points the lead for Clay County, 45-30. We've been in front the entire game, never had trailed in the contest. They've maintained this, what's currently a five-possession lead against Trousdale for some time, and another turnover. The Yellow Jackets over and back.
Unforced.
Unforced there. Clark was passing to Ford, and Ford just wasn't prepared for it, and turnover, Clay County's ball.
We talked about this being a low-scoring game, guys. We got one player in double digits, and that's Gavin Silk with 10.
After having four in double digits down at Gordonsville this past Friday, Ashot drives, he's fouled. Shot was no good. He goes to the line for two. Baines re-enters the contest for Trousdale. He set the entirety of the third, I think.
He's still kind of walking gingerly.
Doesn't look 100%. Ashlock finds the mark from the free throw line. Jake's a 71% free throw shooter on the year. And he's 100% for those two attempts at least. Hits them both. 7:35 remains here at Clay County High School. Bulldogs out in front by 17 against the visiting Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. Rankins with it at left block for Clay County. Scores over the top of Kimes. Now a two-man trap. Kimes in it. Gets out of it, though. Finds Emerson. Clay County doesn't have a lot of trouble beating pressure in the backcourt.
No, usually if you can get the ball into B.J.'s hand, he's pretty cool-headed, and he'll find the right guy to pass to on down the floor.
Kimes drives, defended by Baines. Gives it up to Woodcock. Woodcock defended by Claiborne. Claiborne's done a nice job with him tonight. Hands off to Kimes. Kimes at the top of the key. Under 7 minutes now to play. Kimes kicks it over to Ashlock. Ashlock to Woodcock. Now Emberton, right wing, defended by Rankins. Emberton wants to drive. The larger Rankins, though, swiftly moves his feet and stays with him.
Great passing.
Emberton fed Kimes at high post. Kimes immediately assisted Gavin Silk at left block. Two more for Clay County.
We saw Clay County get methodical with it, kind of kill time out there at the top until Baines had to come and double him for the trap. And when you do that, Clay County's going to make you pay with their passing.
Rankins at the line to shoot two. Unsure who the Clay County fouler was. Five team fouls for the Bulldogs. Four for the Yellow Jackets here in the second half. First shot's away, but Rankins misses it. Second attempt's off, and it's good. 16 points the lead for the Bulldogs, 49-33. Ball's in down the dash off. Ashlock gets it to Emberton. Emberton to Silk. Silk picks up the dribble, gets it across to Emberton into the front court where he's fouled. Clay County will be inbounding from the sideline. Have one score. Coach Sims told me at halftime of the boys' game. I forget the exact tally, but Clark Range, the Lady Buffaloes, did beat the Lady Bobcats tonight in Burgestown. So big game there on the girls' side. Two top 10 ranked teams in the state out of District 6A. Pickett County now with two district losses. Clay County and Clark Range each have one on the girls' side. Heath Kimes puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk puts it back up. He's hammered. He goes to the line for two.
What you call staying with it, isn't he, Coach?
Yes, he
did. Offensive rebounds.
These Trousel County players, they're not moving their arms. They're just holding up and waiting for Gavin to get there. And it's hard to call a foul on them, but this last one, of course, they got a little over-aggressive.
Kimes hits the first. Not Kimes, Silk. On the floor for Clay County, those original five starters.
Now, Daniel, it's hard to get those two confused now.
Still knocks down both of them. 51-33, Clay County out in front by 18 points. Baines with it, right wing for Trousdale, gets it to Stafford, top of the key. Stafford's defended by Kimes. He passes off to Rankins. Rankins at left wing. Passes to Claiborne. Claiborne wants to drive about 8 feet away. Jump shot good. 51-35 the score. Ball's inbounded to Kimes. Trousdale continues with this full court man pressure. Kimes able to beat it, though. Defended by Stafford, he safely crosses the timeline.
I just noticed something. I wonder if Rankin doesn't have on an illegal uniform. Look at his shoes. His shoes have lights on them.
Well, there is some type of reflective device or lights. Certainly distracting. I hadn't noticed it until now, but now that I've seen it, I can't look away from it.
Yeah.
5 minutes remain here in the fourth. Trousdale back with the ball. Honestly, I missed what happened on the Clay County end. A missed shot by Clay County and a rebound by the Jackets, I believe, and we see the same thing happen here. Gavin Silk pulls down a missed jump shot by Baines. Gets it ahead to Woodcock. Woodcock to Ashlock, who's at right wing.
See, Coach Edwards kind of taking the air out of the ball here, Coach Watson.
Yeah,
making Trousdale come to him. And when
they
do, they make them play.
They've got to score quite a few points to catch up. And they can't do it if we got the ball, can they?
Kimes drives, gives off to Emberton. Emberton drives and hands to Woodcock. As Thomas just mentioned, Clay County content to dribble around the perimeter. Each time an offensive player gets a 5 second count going from a opposing defender, they'll pass off to another man.
Better get rid of it.
I tell you, there's not many teams I've seen better at doing this, Daniel. They're all sure-handed with the ball out here on the perimeter. And like I say, once they get the double team, when there's somebody open, they're going to find them.
And as we just saw, if Silk gets it out from behind the arc and he's forced to put it to the ground to dribble, he knows where to go. He drives to the basket with it. He was fouled as he did so then. He's going to go to the line to shoot 1-1 because that was the 17th foul against Trousdale County. Timeout has been taken here. Exactly 4 minutes remains. Clay County leads by 16, 51-35.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Halfway through the fourth quarter here. 4 minutes left on the clock. Gavin Silk at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 opportunity. As we said, Bulldogs have led continuously through this contest. Actually, that's not true. We fell down early. We led for a long time. In the early minutes, we actually dropped down 5-4, maybe even one more time to them. But for 3.5 quarters, we've led now. Silk hit the first, earned the right to shoot the second, and he hits it as well. Claiborne then mounts the forward for the Yellow Jackets. Forward comes across the timeline, gives it up to Baines. Baines defended by Emerton. Baines with a pretty jump shot, no good, though. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk to Emerton. Emerton to Woodcock. Woodcock dribbles his way out of a trap. Gets it to Ashlock. Now in the front court, Ashlock lays it up good. That's some of those transition points. 3:35 and ticking on the clock. Biggest lead of the night, perhaps 20 points. 55-35 the score. Baines fires a three, no good. Stafford going to be called for the rebound, not the rebound, but the personal foul on the rebound attempt. He went over the back of Sharp.
Now we got a couple in double digits, Daniel. That bucket, Ashlock's got 11, and Gavin Silk with his late free throws is up to 16 tonight.
Not been the prettiest of wins tonight. I'll go ahead and start talking of it in a winning fashion. We're up by 20, 3.5 minutes remain. Mason Sharp at the line. Shots away and good. But I know this much. There's one thing Coach Edwards will be very pleased about. That's just to come away from a District 6A contest with a victory. That's the way it turns out. As we said every night that we broadcast, as Sharp hits the second, it's a battle night in and night out.
Absolutely.
There's no bad team. Clay County has established themselves as the best team in the district. However, there's very little difference between them and 8th place Jackson County, just to tell you the truth of the matter. Trousdale came in tonight wanting to play hard, and Clay County has shown them that it was no fluke what happened down in Trousdale earlier in the season. As we say, another foul called against Stafford. Woodcock going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1.
Well, I think it comes back to this, guys. Athletically, maybe not. You know, they're pretty evenly matched, but coaching-wise, scheme-wise, and experience that this team has, they've played together since, I don't know when they were born, I think. And, you know, that's what shows in these type of ball games is that comes out. What you got on the bench from Coach Edwards, he's been here almost 20 years.
Reasons, yeah.
And these guys playing together.
That's one of the big secrets,
and it shows.
To Class A basketball is when you find that coach that wants to stay at a good Class A school. Because so many of them like to take advantage and do that move up, they think.
Woodcock knocks down both of those free throws. 59-35 the score. Clark now fires a three, no good. Rebound Gavin Silk. Stolen away from him by Ford. Ford puts it in for two. 59-37 the score. Clay County in front by 22. As you look around the region, we know that Coach Owens over at Red Bullen has been tenured the exact same length of time as Coach Edwards has. Edwards came in and filled the vacancy after Owens left Clay County High School, what was then Salina High School, went to Red Bullen. Other than that, I'm willing to say those two guys have been with their programs longer than anybody else. Clay County and I just running some time off the clock. We're down to 2:20 to play. Monterey's had some changes up there in time, even though Coach West has been there for a while. I don't think he's been there 19 years. Gordonsville has seen changes. Trousdale, I know, has seen changes in recent years. Clark Range now. Coach Pyle up there as Ashdock scores 2 points.
Another good job.
Under 2 minutes to play now. Clay County in front, 61-37. Coach Pyle's been there a long time. Clark Range has a good program. Jackson County has seen coaching changes. And Puget County, Joseph Aminette, perhaps.
Yeah, they've gone through 3 or 4 coaches
yeah.
there in the last few years.
Aminette, perhaps the most famous coach in the entire district. He was a starter there at Wake Forest in college. Had a great college career after what was a legendary Upper Cumberland boys high school career. As we see substitutes all over the floor now. But definitely, Coach Owens and Coach Edwards, I think it's safe to say, the two longest tenure coaches in District 6A.
You know, they talked about Aminette plenty back in the day, Daniel. You don't have to do that.
Well,
no, friend of mine. We had some battles.
I remember watching you and him play. He was something else. Substitutes in for both teams. We'll try to bring those to you on the floor currently for Clay County. Eli Smith, Jacob Burnett, Jeffrey Spivey, Grant Strong, and Jared Markham. I'll try to call these Trousdale players as they go through the motions here. It is number 10 with it right now. That's Carver. Carver shoots the three and hits it. Minute 15 and ticking. Eli Smith with it for Clay County. Kicks it over to Grant Strong. Strong to Spivey. Spivey drives. And he's going to be fouled by Andrew Ford. Good group of young players here for Coach Edwards. You know, we kind of, at least I did, I didn't know if how much they would be used. I knew there were some freshmen coming in that were capable of perhaps putting in some varsity minutes. As we see Spivey miss the front end of his 2 free throws. Due to these 7 seniors and the development of Gunner Silk, we've not had to go to the freshmen often during varsity action this year. I'm proud we haven't. It's good for them to come in and learn from these older guys and not have to play before they're necessarily ready to.
I agree with you, Daniel. They've got bright futures. There's no doubt about it. We have seen Grant Strong in significant, early action a time or two, but not a whole lot.
The coaching staff has done a good job this year but by scheduling a bunch of JV games that keeps them from getting rusty. And
excellent point.
So today,
I agree with that.
They've been beaten.
That's Assistant Coach Meadows there, too, putting in a lot of time, not just with the stats, but with these young players.
Absolutely. He loves it. I hope that we can retain him around these parts for a long time to come. Spivey at the line now, releases his 2nd. It's no good. Rebound Jared Markham. He kicks it back out to Spivey, and the Bulldogs are going to have another opportunity. Jeffrey passes off to Jake Burnett. Burnett goes to Grant Strong, and Grant lays it in for 2. Under a minute to play here, 63-42. Trousdale with the basketball. That's going to be Kenyon Burnley. Burnley shot no good. Rebound Markham. Markham pulling down rebounds at both ends of the floor. Works ahead to Strong. Strong at left wing. 35 seconds and ticking. Goes inside to the senior Markham. Markham can't hang on, though. Stolen by the Yellow Jackets just as quickly. Carson Sharp steals it back. Lays it in, 4-2.
Good job.
Carson Sharp, the younger brother of Mason. Eli Smith and Jacob Burnett check back into the contest. Grant Strunk and Jeffrey Spivey sit down. I believe the action we saw tonight was not a JV game, but a scrimmage between our JV boys and the junior high boys who are going to be playing in an invitational tournament next week. Currently, the Pee Wee teams and the junior high girls also involved in those type tournaments going on. Under 10 seconds to play now at Clay County High School. Trousdale County adds 2 more. It's number 25, Kenyon Burnley, who gets 2 for his team. And the buzzer sounds. Clay County came out of this one. It wasn't pretty, but they end up with a huge 20-point win over the visiting Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. Stay with us here for the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We return here to Clay County High School. We saw the boys get a big win, 64-44 just now over the Trousdale County to get to 21-2 on the season and a perfect 10-0 in District 6A play.
Pretty good game for Clay County, Daniel. They kind of cruised, even though it felt like they didn't, if that makes sense. We talked about how sloppy it was, kind of back and forth with turnovers and deflections and so on and so forth. But like Coach Sims said about the Gordonsville game, a win's a win, isn't it, Coach?
Yes, and, you know, if you look through this, you're going to, if you think back over it, you'll see some streaks of brilliance mixed in with all of the sloppy play.
That's true.
The great passes that we saw to the folks down at low post that Kimes made, a couple of passes that went to BJ. I mean, that type of thing showed up everyone just enough for us really to put the ball game away. You know, it looked pretty sloppy if you really weren't looking, but there were some very, very outstanding plays made during all that.
There was. And Clay, it all came from that first quarter, guys. It jumped out to a 23-9 lead in that first quarter, went up early. And then in the second, nobody could score, it seemed. Same thing a little bit in the third. We did put up 15 points and kind of got it rolling. let the air out there late in the fourth quarter, or the majority of the fourth quarter, and maintain this this win here to get to, I guess we're 10-0 now in district play.
10-0 in district play, 21-2 overall, third in the AP poll. I don't expect that to fall at all until Clay County loses. I don't see why that would fall. Just another great season that Coach Edwards is putting together here at Clay County High School. I know that he'll give all the credit to his players, but Thomas, as you do such a great job of during these broadcasts, you like to turn that focus back on him and his presence and what he does. And very blessed to have Rob Edwards leading this program.
I agree with you. Just like, you know, Coach Thomas Watson, Rob's going to go down as a legend here. And it makes a difference having him on the sideline in a close game. We all know that. It made a difference when we had Coach Watson there, and that's what it's all about.
And I think the whole district and anybody that plays Salina now, they have gotten to the point of thinking, what do we need to do to beat Salina?
Right.
And Salina, they're thinking, we're going to go out there and do what we've done. We're not going to worry about what you're going to do. We're going to worry about what we're going to do, and we're going to do it right.
That's right. We're not dictated to by them. We dictate what we do. And I want to make, it's a little off tangent here, but I want to make one quick comment while we're talking about coaching influence. I was talking to Coach Sims earlier today, and we were talking about Coach Watson. He said, Daniel, he said, some of the earliest and best basketball I learned was from Coach Watson when I started coaching the girls program over at Salina High School. Said any time that they had the early practice, I would sit and didn't have nothing else to do. I'd sit and watch them. And he'd sit and work on things like passing and rebounding and stuff and just some of these simple things, even deep into the season. And I got to study and watching and said, you know what, I'm going to do that too. And it's not always about these huge elaborate schemes. It's just about getting out of the nitty-gritty and shooting and rebounding and passing. And so Coach Sims, I've learned a lot from you, he says.
You know, I really appreciate him saying that. And I know when Coach Sims started, we were coming off of some not very good seasons, and there were a few of the folks that were in power that came and said, Coach Watson, you want to help him be an assistant? I said, no, sir. I'll help him in the gym, anything he wants, but I will not sit on the bench with him and take away from what he's going to be, because no one needs to be concentrating on me. They need to be concentrating on him.
That's a great point. And certainly Coach Sims developed that career into what we all know.
He has. We can go on and on about this, guys. We've got some legends in the making and some legends sitting right here with us, of course. Better get to the points, though, in the statistics for Trousdale County. Keenan Burnley had 2 points. Houston Stafford finished with 3. Landon Carver had 3. Cameron Rankins had 5. And Kobe Ford, 9. Tavares Claiborne led the way for Trousdale County with 12. And Kevont Baines had 10. For Clay County, Carson Sharp and Grant Strong both came off the bench late with a bucket. Gunner Silk had a big 3-pointer early on. Mason Sharp finished with 6. Heath Kimes had 6, Landon Woodcock 9, B.J. Emerton 8, and our 2 in double figures, Jake Ashlock had 13, and Gavin Silk finished with 16. So pretty spread out there again, guys. Only 2 in double figures, but you had 1 with 8 and 1 with 9. So pretty good effort across the board in a low-scoring contest.
Certainly was. Boys were winners, 64-44. We're going to play one more set of ads, come back, announce tonight's TDS top performers, then sign off. Stay with us one more time.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau Postgame Show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family?
then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back for the final time here on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the Farm Bureau post-game show. The girls were winners tonight, 81-48, to get to 19-5 overall on the season, 9-1 in District 6A play. The boys were winners, 64-44, to get to 21-2 overall, 10-0 in district play. Just excellent teams that are here in Clay County this year. I don't really remember a season when we had such strong records from both teams this late in the season. Very exciting stuff with postseason coming up. It's time now to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. The girls' contest started to go the defensive route because of such a fine effort from Maddie Harlan, but reflected on the game, thought about it a little bit, decided to go with Taylor Strong. She had 16 total points, and she did that through a constant harassment, I'm going to say, of the Trousdale defense. They did a good job with it. They weren't inappropriate with their defense of it. They just were on her all night long. That was their scheme. Let's take away Taylor Strong, force the other four to beat us. Of course, Kenzie didn't have a problem adding her tally to it. But Taylor fought hard on that. She had a lot of assists. That's something we don't track and keep up with necessarily. And you're going to share some free throw information, Thomas, that were big down the stretch. She does such a good job of not becoming frustrated, in my opinion, during these times when she's being taken out of the game and she knows that she still finds a way to contribute.
She has, Daniel, and early on this season, I won't lie to you, she kind of tried to force the issue when she was under duress with multiple players double-teaming her, boxing ones, things of that nature. She doesn't do that anymore. She takes the shots when she's got them. She creates the ones when she can get them. She makes the passes when other people are open when they double-team her. So, again, she was 7-for-10 from the free throw line tonight, only made 4 baskets from the floor. One of them was a 3-point basket. So that's what we got to have out of Taylor, you know. When they do that for Taylor, to Taylor Strong, Kenji Arms is going to have a big night.
Right.
We've seen that night in, night out when they do that. But we need that 15, 16, 20 points still out of Taylor when she's under duress.
Yeah, even when she's being hacked and swatted at left and right, she still is able to come up with 16. I think she had 14 at Gordonsville, other than that, under the same defensive scheme. So on the girls' side, it was Taylor Strong. Thomas, this is going to be news for me, too, because I don't know who you've chosen for the boys.
Well, it was a tough one. You know, not a whole lot of stats in this ball game. It was low scoring, slow, back and forth, but you got to go with Gavin Silk. I picked him out from the start on Kobe Ford in the paint. He got us off to that quick start. half of his points came early in the first quarter. He finished with 16 on the night. He had 8 in the paint in that first quarter against Ford to get us off to that 23-9 first quarter lead. And then he just kind of sustained and went 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, and had 6 more in that fourth quarter. So Gavin Silk, the constant in the paint, Daniel. You like to call him the tank down there. He's nimble on his toes. He can do it all for his size. And Gavin Silk is our TDS top performer for the boys tonight.
He certainly is. I have nothing to add. Those were just great comments. He is the constant. He is the tank. He gets it done night in and night out. Glad to see him play here tonight against Crowsdale, because he didn't get the opportunity in Hartsville back in December because he had strep throat. Tonight's top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal. They were Taylor Strong and Gavin Silk. TDS Disposal serves all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. I don't have scores to share with you at this time other than to say that I do know Clark Range beat Pickett County in girls action tonight in a big matchup in Byrdstown. We'll be back here from Clay County High School's gym live this coming Friday evening when the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats of Pickett County make the trip down to Salina, come around Bell Hall Lake, and come into the gym to wage war here with the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs. Those are going to be some great matchups. Thomas, anything else to add? You've already took your headset off. I shouldn't have been asking you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Daniel Strong, and for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I wish you a good night.